The views and opinions expressed by the No Nonsense Show and its hosts do not necessarily reflect views consistent with political correctness or the Rarasana's Podcast Network. So to get the show started right, we want to wish any officers of the Sensitivity Police a heartfelt thank you.
Can we get started? Because I just want to say something about the fact that I'm here with O-Dub.
Okay. And a leather hat on. Okay. A hat? A leather hat.
That's
old school, nigga. That's yeah. That old MCM shit. Yeah.
I promised my African friend I would start.
It's some shiny leather though. That hat look expensive for no reason.
Nah, it costs me about $20.
Yeah, but that nigga wearing
it worth the price.
Nah. He did. I gave him $20. He's selling for like $200.
Is that a new black T-shirt tonight too?
Yeah. I only wear them when they're new, brother. Once you watch them, you don't wear them out.
Yeah, because they're faded.
You wear them at the crib.
Did you say he was selling that hat for $200?
Yeah.
That's what it looks like.
I paid $20.
That's motherfucker. Nigga, that's motherfucker. That's snake gill right there.
Yeah, I could tell. But look, I don't know what's real.
You see it, Jay?
I'm just telling you what the man's selling for. I paid $20, bro.
Why did you give it to you for $20? Yeah, that's your homie?
Yeah, we've been homies for a little while.
Oh, that's why. All right, let's go.
That motherfucker got a snake on it.
It can't be real, though. I just get my fake jeans from him.
Motherfucker, your hat look like I got a lamination on it.
Hey, brother.
What?
That's a laminate.
How that fits in this fashion, I'm not sure.
Keep it crisp. Let's go. Let's get on this motherfucker.
O-Dub is so wired in the streets. He knows somebody that knows. He's like you? No, he's like fucking Denzel Washington in Two Guns. He knows a guy.
Oh,
he knows.
The goals in his
kind
mind.
Of like Homeboy.
No,
J-Mac. Everybody's homeboy or cousin. My cousin and homeboy.
Oh. J-Mac got a homeboy that did everything.
I know a lot of homeboys that got that in
Denver.
They
do a lot of shit.
That do, like, fucking you.
I do.
Like, you one of them, right? Like, if when I'm somewhere else talking to people and I be like, I got a homeboy, and they, you know.
I fit into that.
Yeah, you are that guy sometimes.
That could be a positive.
Oh, yeah. That's always a positive. I mean, I don't even fuck with real niggas.
Are we on?
Yeah, we're on.
Oh, okay. I was making sure.
Okay, so what would you say when you fuck with Jay Smooth?
I work with Jay Smooth.
You're listening to the No Nonsense Show. 10% less bullshit than any other podcast. Guaranteed.
So fuck with and work with two different things?
Yeah, it's obvious.
Wow.
You didn't know that?
No.
Okay.
No. I mean, Jay Smooth is...
You know people... When
I go into that mode like the girls do. I be like, you don't know him like I do.
Okay. Okay. So it's a forgiveness stage.
You don't know the real Jay Smooth.
So is it... When you fuck with somebody and you work with him, that...
No, that's pretty much the same thing.
Is it? I mean,
No. Because you could work with someone and not fuck with them at all.
Okay. But J-Mac fucked with me outside of work.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to speak on what he's thinking. He's supposed to answer for you.
But we do. Our relationship has gotten better.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You know, we get along more today. I think J-Mac really tolerates me today. More so.
No, I think he tolerated you before. I think he kind of likes you now.
Oh,
there was a time when he tolerated you.
I was like that. What is that shit that be growing down the fence? I guess I done grown
up. Ivy.
Not most.
Kudzu.
I'm like kudzu. I've grown on that motherfucker. And it's like,
you're right about Ivy.
I've grown on him, so I think that's what it is.
There was a time when Jay Smooth would say something and Jamie Mac would look at me like, what am I supposed to do with this? I'm going to kill this nigga. He would look directly at me like, I'm like, nah, I don't know.
But you know what also did? When they changed his meds, he did get a little bit better. So he was on meds for a while.
You on meds?
He's off. He don't take him as much. So he did say meds?
Yeah.
ADD is bullshit.
No.
ADD, whatever. Yeah. Motherfucker got three pills he take.
Oh,
and
man,
you have to take him in order.
I don't know about three pills.
If you take him in order, he's straight. If he take that middle one
in order,
without taking the first and third one, and motherfucker.
So what's
it's
order? What order?
It's, I don't know, nigga. It's
colors? Color order?
It might be, nigga. I don't know. And motherfucker take that red one, nigga. He's off all the rest of the day. Okay. But see, he make it feel good because he feel like he has taken his medicines. So I said, did you take your meds? Yes, he's not lying. Yes, I took my meds. He has to ask, did you take all the motherfuckers? You know what I'm saying?
In order, right?
But that's my nigga.
Talking about ADHD, I saw an article a couple weeks ago say that shit's not real.
Really?
Like, it was all made up just for pharmaceutical companies to make more money.
No.
How you feel about that?
Please.
So look, J-Mac always says this. Where did you get that source from?
No, it was like a legit article from a real source. I forgot where. I can find it again.
Check that motherfucker.
Yeah. It was a real thing. But it makes sense though, like, because the article was talking about like people are not supposed to stay focused in one thing like that. Like, there was never a time where people were supposed to just stand still and just listen to like 5 hours of information and just remain normal.
No, but that has nothing to do with ADHD.
I took it to the extreme, but I'm just saying like I don't know, because I know a kid that got ADHD, right? That's the only, like, I know him personally. Like, I spend time with him. I grew up with him and all that shit. He can't pay attention in class, but he can sit there and play a whole video game with no problem.
Because he's not interested in all that shit.
So that's the thing that you don't understand. It's not that you have no capacity to pay attention. It's just that you have, it's hard for you to focus on things that are not
interesting,
or it's too tedious. Or
I think that's for everybody, right?
No, it's not interesting. It's not for everybody.
But then they make you guys
it's
a bunch
them,
of lying
it's not for them Indians.
I think it's not for them Asians. I think they become
them
interested.
What?
I think you guys are a bunch of lying motherfuckers.
You fucking Obama said he went over to Mongolia and his mom had him up at 4 a.m. fucking studying.
Okay,
they don't have a problem with that.
So that was Hawaii.
Was it Mongolia?
So kind of like same thing.
Hawaii, so when a man fuck with a lot of women, does he have a form of ADHD?
Yes.
Where he can't just focus on that one woman, it's just so tedious. It's tedious shit. So you don't want to be just confined to that one bullshit.
Okay. And not only that, you have impulse things. You know what I mean? It's an impulse issue deal, so you can get that dopamine. You know what I mean? So you do shit just to get a rush.
So I think that was wrong with
cheating. This is why I think it's a lie, though, because J-Mac said he's never cheated on his wife, right?
Right.
So that means you're lying.
Okay, see, I missed this shit right here.
According to what he said, like cheaters.
And he made it seem like that shit was like...
Like serious. Like,
no, lock solid, like you was Columbo. Aha.
You said cheaters have... No, I apologize. Jay Smooth said cheaters have that problem. You agreed.
A form of it. He was just humoring him, though. I don't think
But he agreed. He said,
I thought you were going to say he's lying because they can pay attention to what they want to pay attention to.
I was going there.
Okay.
Yeah, I was going there. Because he said, with the video, he said, well, that's different.
It's just lazy.
That's just fucking lazy.
He is lazy.
Because you admit it, okay, if I want to do it and it's something that's interesting to me, then I can do it, right? That's what you said.
If he's playing video games.
I'm sorry. My ADD was kicking in.
Okay.
I wasn't paying shit to what he said. I just said no. I really didn't know what he said. I swear to God, you just saw it happen.
That's the cover up.
You were talking. No, I promise you, you were talking. I don't know what the fuck you said.
That's the cover up.
I'm just telling
you. That's like a bitch turning you down for some pussy. You're like, bitch, I didn't want to fuck you anyway. That's a cover up.
Okay.
So what's the H for then? Help me out.
Hyper.
The hyper shit.
Oh, so I know it's I don't know what it is. ADHD.
They added the H after me. I started off with just the 2 D's.
After you?
Yeah. They just
Because of him. You're after he was diagnosed.
Right.
Because it was like
okay,
and dumb.
Now I believe
dumb,
you did.
And dumb dumb.
So it's attention deficit?
Yeah.
Hyperactive.
Disorder.
Yeah.
Attention deficit disorder is what it was.
That's okay.
Attention deficit hyperactive
it was ADD disorder. At first.
Yeah.
I was like, what the hell is the H for? Okay.
Speaking of disorders, though, French Reggie was very emotional at the end of the last. Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm trying to see what you was about to say.
You about to get emotional again, man?
No, I just was looking at you to prepare for what you was about to say.
If you had something on his heart rate went just racing right then, because he was just like, here they go again, about to call me a bitch again.
I didn't call you
a
bitch.
I'm not going to do that again.
As a matter of fact, I was wondering though. Yeah, you know, he said bitchy. He said that's some bitchy stuff.
Bitchy.
I was wondering though, French Reggie, after, you know, maybe collecting yourself and regrouping, did you have any thoughts on some of the stuff that was said?
No, I respected what you guys had to say. It wasn't like you guys were wrong for what
you were bitchy.
No, I don't think it's bitchy. I think I just move. That's the way I choose to move.
Right.
Doesn't mean like I'm right for moving that way. Like, I can't do it no other way, and there's no other right way to do it.
Right.
It's just, I prefer to move that way because I know I'm in control of my action. Whether the other person does it differently,
right.
I have to deal with that when it does happen. But for me, I'm in control of my action. I'd rather go about it that way. That way, if some shit happens, I can't say, like, well, hey, I was just trying to get her number because, you know, you never know. Like, right. I just... That's Rich, Rich, I am so glad that you stand your ground and staying focused on that shit. Because, you know, most time you'll waver and you'll just jump side of the thing. You know what? I got back to listen to the show, and I'll admit, I was being bitchy because I listened to that shit I was saying, and it made sense what y'all was saying.
When? Last week?
Last week, yeah.
You were a bitch too?
No. I'm thinking like, what, Rich? I'm talking about, like, French Reggie.
That's what I just wanted.
So I was saying, French Reggie was saying that, I was saying that he kept his ground.
You got to do it with a Haitian accent when you speak like him.
He kept his ground, and he didn't change it. So he stand fast to it. And that's good, man. If you want to just continue to be like that, no matter how many bras hurt you, you just still go down that same path. It's fine.
But that's the thing. They haven't hurt me.
Come on, French Reggie.
Come on, French Reggie.
Sometimes
you've never been hurt. Yeah, but it was...
yes or is it no?
Yes, but that specific incident we were talking about, she didn't hurt me.
Okay, that specific one. Yeah. You've been hurt.
Yeah.
We were trying to help you not be hurt ever.
Oh, I don't think I'll ever get hurt
again. Intervention.
Whoa. See? You don't think you'll ever get hurt again?
How did you say that?
Yeah, well,
so you're never going to give your heart to nobody? You're never going to love nobody?
It's not that I won't love nobody, but like, you know how I always say that for everybody? You know, yeah. I always say that.
So your wife is for everybody?
No. This is what I'm saying. I've already made peace with the fact that this shit can go down. That way, if it does go down, I can live with it.
That don't work.
That doesn't mean that you won't.
Well, I haven't got hurt from that. That doesn't work. Well, I haven't got hurt from that ever since. So I'm
But you haven't really been in love, though.
And had a bitch fuck
I mean, I've been in love for what I've been in love for.
Now I'm talking
age
about
experience.
Willing to give up whatever you got going on to
marry that woman.
Yeah.
I haven't met that woman yet. Nah.
Right. So you're going to do that with her, too? You're going to tell her, hey, you know you for everyone. So if you ever leave me, bitch, I don't care. That's what you're going to say to
her? It is what
it is. No, I think when it comes to when I find that girl, before I ask her to marry me, I would have to be okay with the understanding that, like, there's a chance that some...
Sir... It's not possible to protect your heart and also extend yourself. It's not possible.
Yeah, but let me finish what I was saying.
No.
He's like,
fine,
I went to ready.gov and I was already prepared.
It's more like,
I had a disaster kit ready for my heart. I knew this was going
to
happen.
No, this is what I'm saying. When I meet that girl and I'm ready to propose, I would have to have that understanding with myself. Like, hey, if some shit goes down and she hurts you, this is the only girl. Now, let me finish. This is like... Pretty much all I'm trying to say is, if I have to go through somebody's bullshit, it gotta be you. Like, if I have to deal with somebody's bullshit, I'd rather be here with you than anybody else.
So right now,
that's what it is.
Okay, I got you.
That's what I'm trying
to say. So right now, 23-year-old Reg.
Yeah.
What do you think you're willing to deal with before you snap? Before you break up? Before you leave her? What would you let her get away with? Because you've already prepared yourself that I'm gonna deal with your bullshit. So what? Give me some examples of what bullshit you'll let her get away with. She's not listening. Don't worry.
What's in your ready?
Like a girl right now, or the girl I want to get married with.
Married.
No, if it's a girl I want to get married, whatever it comes, like
sucking
she cheating on me,
suck a dick,
sucking another man's, like yeah,
all of that's good.
I'm not saying it's good, but I would have to understand before I would say, hey, fuck it, we getting divorced. I'm gonna understand
that.
Yeah, we have to work it out. What'd you say?
Hey, I'm gonna tell you something. What I've learned too, being on the show, French, early on, these motherfuckers will laugh like this.
Oh, yeah,
right,
I just didn't know what they said.
Throw your shit out.
Yeah, I didn't know what they said.
Don't worry about this.
We're laughing with you.
Yeah.
But I didn't know what you said for you to
focus, Rich Reggie.
No, see, so she sucks dick, you have to just deal with that. And like, so, like, how do y'all overcome? How do y'all work through that?
It's not even I have to deal with it. It's just like, before I run and say, fuck it, before I give up on the marriage.
Right.
I'm gonna have to. We're gonna talk. We're gonna figure out what happened. What caused you to do that? If you know what I'm saying, like it could have been an emotional decision. I wasn't doing my part of the bargain. So, like it could be so many different things before she just, you know.
So she's like, you know what, your dick is just inadequate.
I mean, she should have just been left.
No, she loves you. She loves you though, and she wants to be with you. But you know, sometimes she's gonna want something to give her a little stretch.
Uh huh. I mean, like I said, I'm gonna have to. I just understand when I meet that girl, I have to be ready. Like,
put up with that.
Some shit goes down. I'm not saying I'm gonna just put up with it.
You
like,
have to. That's what you said.
But no, I said that.
She's not listening. You can say whatever you.
No. That's what I'm
telling. We won't tell her what you're saying right now.
Whether she's listening or not, I'm just saying. Like for me, like if I meet that girl, I have to understand. I have to be ready to work some fucked up shit. If some fucked up shit happens, whether it's from my end or her end,
work through some fucked up shit.
I'm gonna have to try before I leave. That's all I'm gonna say. If I try, it may not work out.
So you wanna exhaust all possibilities
before I just leave? Because we're not married.
So you gonna let her know early on, baby? If you slip up and suck some dick, it's okay. I wanna work through that. It's
just
like she's gonna be given that right, but she don't know that you're giving her that pass. Are you gonna ask her to also offer you the same luxuries?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I would hope.
No hope.
No hope.
You.
The girl I marry, I hope she we have that understanding.
So y'all gonna talk about it. You gonna tell her up front, hey baby, if you ever do suck a dick, I'm gonna be really sad. It's not, but we'll just talk through
y'all,
it.
Y'all just picking one narrative.
I don't think I ever really tell somebody something.
I wouldn't tell her that. I'm just saying.
So how can you know if she's gonna be feeling the same way?
At the same time, he's gonna wanna expect the same for her. And he's like, if I ever suck a dick, you're just gonna have to be understanding, and we'll just have to talk through this.
Okay. French, I hope you never suck a dick.
I would never suck a dick.
Why do you hope? Who gives a fuck? If that's what you want to do,
I'm a homeboy. I would not.
It's just like, you don't have no homeboys that sucked dick before.
No.
How do you know that?
You don't know that.
Hold on.
Hold on. Let me ask this.
Okay.
Be honest. Have you ever sucked dick?
No.
You say yes. Yeah, I said yes.
It sounds like I said yes when I said no.
Hey, O-Dub, have you ever sucked dick?
Not yet.
Even when you got trapped in that room.
What you mean?
With the double wristbands.
Nah, what? I didn't suck dick.
You ain't sucked dick?
Nah, I didn't.
Heart was beat fast and...
Nah.
Heart beat allegedly. Fast, you ain't smoked dick.
Not that I know of.
There was some dick sucking going on though, right?
Yeah, but that was, you know, girl on guy and guy on girl.
You didn't wake up...
The double wristband room where it was like y'all got locked in.
Oh, no, I never went in that one.
I thought y'all got locked in. No, we let you out.
No, we left. We went upstairs. If we talking about the same story, it was a party, then it was the next party. You talk about the same story?
Yes.
I thought you got locked in the next party room.
No, I didn't get locked in. The bouncer said, are you sure you want to come up here? And we didn't understand at the bottom of the steps.
This is the same story. That was the P. Diddy initiation room, huh?
Nah, that was the Dallas Austin
room. Bad boy. Nah,
if we're talking about the same one, this is the Dallas Austin party?
Well, we never went to a party, so we can't be talking about a different one.
The story, that wasn't the only time I've been in a fucked up situation.
Oh, shit, you've been.
I've been in the trapeze situation like 3-4 times.
Hold on. We didn't hear this story. Give us that story.
I told you about Ursula and getting the belt around her neck by the white dude.
Yeah.
I told y'all these stories.
No, but I didn't know you was talking about you was considering sucking dick.
But it was motherfuckers doing everything in there.
You were considering.
Consideration
is a strong word.
Okay.
Were you ever presented with a dick?
He said consideration is a strong word. That is
dick ever pop up near you and you're like, whoa.
Yeah, were you ever presented with a dick like, hey.
No, only the guy with his wife. It was all male to female.
You do have a two blues.
But what I'm saying is, I told you I walked by the room and it, now I know that I'm old and I'm wiser. It was
you're
a gay
fucking
room.
No, like
it was
that.
A gay ass room in there.
Oh.
I didn't know that.
In trapeze?
Hell yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that either.
Oh, I didn't know.
I know now.
Hey, but we were talking about the room that you walked into. And they was playing gay porn, you know.
But that's
82.
The party. That was
I
went upstairs in the party, and me and my people went in. Y'all know him. I forgot his name on here. Odell.
Odell.
I think it's Odell. We went up. We was going upstairs, and the security guard stopped us and said, "Yo, y'all, you sure you want to go?" I said, "Yeah."
Because
I
see y'all look so straight.
These guys can't be gay.
Nah, it's not that.
Dick. Y'all going right on up.
No, he's seen the way we were looking at the girls. The girls walking by. We like, God damn. So he's peeping our vibe. Like, nah, I don't think they know where they're going.
Right.
Because girls walking by, I'm like, God damn, these bitches fine.
But you give him a tip.
Nah, it's a lot of dudes going upstairs. I don't realize it's just dudes. I'm thinking dudes going up there like it's a strip party or they doing some special shit up there, which they were, but it wasn't my kind of fucking special shit.
Right.
The bouncer said, hey, man, y'all sure y'all want to go up there? I said, hell yeah. I said, what's going on up there? He said, it's some real private shit. I said, that's where I want to be. He's like, you sure? I said, fucking right. He said, all right, go your ass up there then. I'm not thinking. Walked in there, gay porn, gay niggas. Tonguing each other, nigga in the corner suck a dick, and I try to run out. The dude was like, yo, this shit, we finna close up. He was trying to lock us in. Oh, I didn't want to be locked in that motherfucker, but I almost got locked in.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's that story. So.
I heard, man? Actually, shout out to Dino Red and Shiznit Show. I was listening to one of their episodes a few weeks ago, and they had some swingers on the show. They interviewed a swinger couple. And I forgot what I was going to say.
Swinging
that quick.
About swinging and how wild it was. And
no, Dino Red.
No, that shit's real.
The ADD?
Yeah.
No.
O-Dub was talking about how they were sucking dick in the corner.
Speaking of government-made shit, tell me you guys have seen that commercial for the AIDS cure, for the HIV cure.
No, I haven't seen it.
Where they don't necessarily call it a cure, but they say, you take this, it'll get to non-detectable levels. But we're not saying you're cured. It'll just be non-detectable levels.
So you still got
that's
it.
Fucked up.
Just, you just pass the test? That's all that sounds like.
I don't know. I mean, if you can't detect it, how do you know you still got it?
You know you got it.
I guess they can't say 100% proof.
Huh? I guess they can never you're say 100% proof.
It becomes undetectable, but they can't promise that you're cured. If I'm hearing you right.
Yeah, well, that's what the commercial says.
They say you're flying under the radar.
Did you read the little things they write on the bottom of every commercial?
You know how fucking little that shit is.
That shit tells the truth. Like on a cereal pack.
That shit tells the truth.
Speaking of that trapeze thing, though, Jay Smooth, you've been a trapeze. Jimmy Mac, you've been.
Yep.
LW, you've been. Mm-hmm. French Ray, you ever been?
Okay. Nah, I might check it out. Is it still on? Is it still open?
Yeah. I don't know. I haven't been in
years. Yeah, it's still open.
You said years.
Yeah, okay. It's still open. So look, though, do y'all have sex in the club? You did? Who didn't have sex in the club?
You said didn't, right?
Did not have sex in the club. Why are you rubbing your chest like you're
I want to be sure what he said.
Right, you threw me off.
I was like,
I thought at first it was a did.
Who did not have sex?
I thought it was a trick question.
Did anybody have sex with someone other than their woman?
Yes.
Yes. So you only had sex with your woman?
Yeah.
Okay, that's Jamie Mac. Jay Smooth?
Yes.
You did have sex with somebody else? Okay, so what I heard from the swinger couple that was on Dino Red's show, the Shiznit show or whatever, shout out to Dino Red, a swinger couple was on there, they were interviewing them. They were saying that the people that had sex in the club are the thoughts of the trapeze.
I would agree.
They say that the people you see in the club fucking have no class.
I would agree.
Because people would assume that they come out there every week just fucking a random person, whereas that relationship is supposed to be a little bit more special. So, Jamie Mac, you'll probably be praised and you'll get the winner next time. Like, you might meet them at trapeze,
right?
But then y'all exchange numbers and y'all talk, go to dinner or something,
right?
And then y'all do y'all thing somewhere else. Whereas O-Dub in the club, fuck, like, oh, he's an easy fuck. Like, they know that O-Dub in there spreading goddamn. Jay, we already know Jay Smooth is spreading herpes, something, nigga.
Nah, but
is that true?
What you're thinking, Beyond.
What you're saying,
they said on the Shiznit show, that's what my thought was when I said, when I was talking to the person I went with, let's go in and meet somebody and just try to get them. Well, we just be solo, whatever, whatever. But, and also too, my thought in that motherfucker, I was like, shit, since I'm in this motherfucker, just in case that shit don't happen, I don't get to have these motherfuckers outside.
Right.
Let me just fuck a motherfucker here. But somebody did. My friend.
That contradicts.
What I'm saying. My friend, she was like this. She said, this bitch right here, she thought about a chick. She was just known throughout the motherfucking spot. She said, oh, that bitch seemed like this. She fucked.
That's what I'm saying.
A lot of motherfuckers in here.
Okay.
I wouldn't want to fuck with her.
I got a question. Why the fuck you going in there with morals?
Well, I don't think that's the point.
Why the fuck we going in with morals? And to my defense, I went there and we knew we were going to meet a couple. I never fucked like a random chick. It was a switcheroo, and we knew the couple. The second time I went, we knew the couple. So every time
you're going, you're contradicting yourself.
No, I'm not. You asked me, did I fuck somebody else's girl? You asked. No, right. I didn't have morals. I'm just telling you
what happened. He was saying Satan.
Satan says as he walks in trapeze.
He was saying that he knew the person.
Yeah, I just happened
not
to.
Not just fucking the motherfuckers. I'll fuck whoever walks around the motherfucker.
That's my choice.
Yeah.
I'm saying I just so happened to know the couples. And it was through the girls. Most of the time, to me, I don't know about you all, the women are running it.
Well, the first time, shit, how is you gonna know somebody unless you meet the motherfuckers up in there? You know what I'm saying?
Well, there's a sign. I didn't know this either.
It is.
If you wear a black ring on your right ring finger, that means you into that alternate shit.
I got my ring. I'm dead ass.
So you get fucked too by the dude.
Oh, duh.
No. Duh.
I don't understand.
If you wear a black ring,
it's a certain class.
Like, so I got a wedding ring on my left hand. If you wear a black ring on your right wedding finger,
then you're like
that
freelance.
Means you're into an alternative lifestyle, like swinging, polyamorous relationships, all that kind of shit.
Dead ass.
Fuck that. I'm gonna go get my black ring.
So, quick question. Like, do you pay to get in? Like, is it like a club? Like, you pay a $20 fee?
No, nigga, it ain't 20.
It's a membership. And it's more than that.
And when
it's a membership?
In,
like,
if you come in solo, it might be $75.
So, I'm trying to go. If I'm coming in solo,
you're going
to
pay $75 to $100. Couples are cheaper.
$100. I pay $100
to get in. $75 to $100, something like that.
To get in.
Okay.
And then I can fuck whoever I want.
That's no, it. Nigga, you cannot
don't
just
go
fuck
like that.
Whoever you want.
Who that's down to fuck me? That's what I'm saying. Like,
say what?
You have to be chosen.
Who's down to fuck you? What'd you say?
I'm trying to see.
So
like
it's the guys in there fucking guys too, though. So
no,
I don't
no,
know.
No, but I just women. See all of that.
See, yeah. I haven't heard that. I haven't heard that there's
it's
a lot of
room.
Gay shit.
It's a room. Not a lot. It's just one room. It's just
and
one.
You know
room.
Where it's at.
I just want to see. I just want to know how it is.
You know the coordinates.
I walked by the motherfucker. I couldn't believe it.
Nobody else has ever seen the gay room. O-Dub knows where it's at.
I know what the room is.
Okay, so
I know to stay away from
what
the fucking
talking
room.
About, right. Okay, so let me just paint this picture for anybody who's never been in. So there's big rooms, right?
Yes.
That you can see. It's almost like a
open
dance
bay.
Floor. It's like a club maybe, right?
Right.
And there's one in the front. And there's one in the back, and then there's a one in the kind of the middle section. But in the middle section, then there's also just regular rooms
yeah. mm-hmm.
where you can shut a door. And
there's no window in it.
There is a window that, between the next room, so you can see kind of
the rooms fucking, but right. you can't see somebody walking by.
No. You have to get in. That
so
room
you gotta
first.
Have committed to fucking
yes,
before
right.
you can see other people fuck.
Right.
Okay.
Right. So you to unless they leave the door, but some people will leave a door open. You
on
know,
purpose.
They don't. They don't.
Well, they want more people to come in.
The voyeur
right.
shit. Though.
Right. They want you know people to watch or
right.
join or whatever the fuck. And then some people shut the door. So I think that's where O-Dub might have seen that gay room.
How long did you see it?
I stared. I'm gonna be honest with you.
Yeah.
I was in disbelief like a motherfucker. I like I don't really want to be.
What all did you see?
It was just a group of guys. So I just couldn't believe it.
Straight anal?
I don't know if they were, I don't know what the, what is anal.
Did it smell like boo-boo?
Whatever. I don't know the smell. I just happened to be in the room.
Did it smell like boo-boo when you fuck a girl in her butt?
Yeah, nigga, when that chick had them pellets come
it
out,
should.
Nigga was
some shit.
What's it what?
When them mm-hmm. pellets came out of
the
head.
You fucking with a nasty motherfucker.
You fucking with a rabbit.
What, you woke up the next day, I'm like, what the fuck is these little pellets right here? Like, damn.
I didn't know
she was constipated and I had points through it or what.
It was about, I can tell you this, it was about.
Fucking Rocky Road.
About eight dudes in that motherfucker.
You right? No, yeah, so you
did
said.
Did you feel comfortable or you wouldn't feel comfortable at all?
Listen, I was in disbelief. I don't know what the fuck I was in disbelief for. I thought it was
you
just
knew gay people existed, right?
Yeah, I did. But I thought it was just a swingers club between couples or men that like women, women that like men. That caught me the fuck off guard.
You can do whatever you want in there.
I see.
I mean, you can't bring an animal, I don't think, in there, but.
What's that? Bestiality? What is that called? Bestiality?
Yeah, sure.
You said they had the gay motherfuckers in the trapeze? I ain't never seen that shit. Because
yeah,
I was wondering.
Yeah.
I was wondering. I was like, there ain't
Jimmy
no gay motherfuckers. So
why were you wondering?
It was
no,
a private room. Yeah.
No,
why were you wondering?
Because.
No, explain yourself. You said, I was wondering.
I've
never walked in a place that I wanted to have gay guys.
Because somebody
I wasn't wondering.
No, what I was saying is.
Okay, please.
Let me.
Why though? Why were you wondering? Don't
because
go around that.
I was saying, this is what I was wondering. I said, is motherfucking men fucking women and doing all that shit? I said,
no.
It's got. Let me finish.
Natural progression. He's like, are men fucking women?
Because somebody asked me. Somebody have asked me that shit. They said, ain't no man's in fire. I said, I ain't seen no gay shit in there.
Who asked you that?
Somebody asked me.
Were they straight?
Somebody has asked me.
So that made you wonder why you're in there.
I was like, I didn't see no shit. I don't know if they
do it.
I'm going
to look next time.
I said, I don't know if they do it or not.
That's
but,
wrong, Jim.
But
this
I
move?
Didn't. But I
you
didn't were, see any of that
a
shit.
A question was asked. You said you were wondering. But somebody asked you a question, two different things.
No, somebody asked a question, and I said I didn't see it.
Get the
so
fuck
I
out of here.
I didn't walk through the door and say, I'm going to see, I hope to see some gay motherfuckers.
Did you ask for directions?
No.
Where's the gay room? I'm just wondering.
You see that bullshit?
Yeah, he got it.
I was wondering, somebody asked me.
Somebody asked me that shit, man. I'm saying after that, I was like, you know what? I didn't see this shit.
That's why you don't
wondering if they had some shit like that.
He was a homeboy.
What was the high boy?
It's okay, Smooth.
Jay Smooth, go to the high boy. He said, you know what?
One thing. One thing about me, nigga, ain't nothing about me gay.
Okay.
That's not what you said. Okay. See, when I tell the story, I tell the whole truth, whether it sounds fucked up or not.
Yeah.
You switched it right
so
in the middle.
So at what point did you start watching them niggas getting their dicks sucked and you decided to leave?
He asked me that, and I said, you know what? I kind of stayed that long than I should.
You liked
it. I couldn't fucking believe it. See, I can say that.
You were just in shock. That's why he didn't move.
But then I'm still mad at myself. What the fuck was I in shock
for? You never answered the question.
Yes, I did.
At what point did you leave?
I wasn't keeping the time.
Nigga,
you got lost in
the
emotion.
The only thing I did, I asked to switch rooms. That's it.
Asked to switch.
So you were in the room.
Oh,
I was in this room, but you could see the other room.
And you asked to go in there?
That nigga
switch. Did. Okay. Well, you caught me. Okay. I asked to switch room.
To a room where you couldn't
see. To a room where I couldn't see.
Why?
Wow,
because it was unsettling?
There's no way my dick was going to get hard. I was just seeing that
really?
Shit.
So you're telling me if you got some pussy in front of you, okay. you're going to be turning your head like, you're going to be like turkey naked. Instead of looking at the pussy, you're going to look at some dudes?
Okay, can I what do you call it when you go deeper into the conversation? Can
rebuttal?
I
throw
it out? Huh? Penetrate?
The guy, it was guys looking at us too.
Oh, they were looking.
So I couldn't.
Oh, so you
don't get ass. I can see them. They can see me.
So stop, you were looking. Stop. They were looking.
Time okay. out.
Go ahead.
I call bullshit.
So they saw please, you. Look, so they this. Saw you looking at them.
You know what? This please. Is like a fucking cat with catnip.
Okay. Go ahead.
I miss this shit, dude. Because okay. I call bullshit. You motherfucker have done striptease in front of males before.
What males?
At the motherfucking
when you overseas, use the dance for guys.
Fuck
that. What you said.
You see how clear he speak when he trying to get on me. But when you ask his black ass something, it's not shit.
And you impressed Taylor's. You got a Taylor that,
right,
you got a Taylor that's been looking for you for a few years.
A Taylor, a Taylor.
When he was dressing you, when he was putting you.
Oh, vocal training.
No. I'm talking about the Taylor Italy.
Oh my god. My friend, amigo. Yeah. Whatever. So true, I did strip in Italy. True, guys were there. There were other strippers. It was 5,000 women there, though. It was women. It was Ota Mexico.
It was one guy.
Women's Day.
There was a woman right in front of you.
A woman in front of me?
Yes.
When there was two. Yeah. It was three. It was three couples of six of us.
So there were guys watching you strip
whoa,
that day.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. So there was three. So there was two other dudes couples. In the room.
Yeah, two other dudes, yeah.
Oh, so that's why. It's too much dick to fucking look at other dudes.
Nah, those guys weren't watching you?
They probably were. It didn't matter. I hadn't got started, but the point that I know that was all guys in there, mm-hmm. and they were doing homosexuality, well, homo shit, was fine by them. You know, I'm good with it. I couldn't be in the next room. And then one of the guys, I'm dead ass serious. This I see. I was in there long enough to see a guy fucking looking through the window at us. Not me. Well, me too. I'm in there. And I said, nah, I can't do this.
Y'all locked eyes?
Absolutely. Probably did.
Yeah. You might have helped him come.
Probably did. I don't know.
How does it feel to be somebody's
net
fluffer. Fantasy
fluffer? Oh wow!
No, you know what? It makes sense now.
Okay,
because the fact that there was so much dick already in the room,
I didn't care about that. I don't.
No,
I really
no. But it makes it. It changes the dynamic. You, if it was you and like you just maybe just you and
you're
your
not
girl,
gonna bait me into
or
this
you
bullshit,
and like two other girls, you and three other girls,
I'd
like,
been good.
Right, you'd have been good because there would have been too much pussy. But there was too much dick in the dick pussy ratio was
already even.
Right, it was already even, and then now, but it's too many though. So you already got too many more dicks than usual.
So if it was just been me or and three girls, I'd have been good with two gay guys watching me to even it out.
I would. Why would you not?
Fuck out of here. You're not gonna bait me into that bullshit.
Jason, what would happen if you were in that room, right? And the room you were in with the women. It was just like regular, plain old, regular missionary, like, you know, boring, regular sex. And out of your corner of your eye, you catch the dude room, and they having a fucking blast in there. This motherfucker's coming all over the glass and window and shit. Motherfuckers is just jumping up and down. What would you think, though? You're like, hey,
feet behind the head and shit.
Damn. Would you keep looking? Like, if it's boring in your room, but over there, like, it's just some regular pussy. You done got pussy before. That's regular. But it's some crazy acrobatic shit happening in another room.
Good shit.
Would you watch that?
No, because they niggas. They dudes.
Okay.
Ain't no way in the hell I be watching no niggas just fuck. So, that shit, that turned me the fuck off.
So why would you wonder about it then?
You're not gonna let
I wasn't wondering about
you,
it.
You said
that you were wondering.
No,
somebody, I was wondering about it.
I was wondering about
no.
I was wondering if you could fucking nigga in there and get away with it.
It wasn't like that, though.
Okay, how was it? How do you wonder?
I was just saying, somebody had asked a question that I thought about it. I said, you know what? I didn't see it.
That ain't what
you
said.
I didn't say that initially. But that's what I meant, though. You know what I'm saying?
So I'll tell you how it went.
Okay, please.
Hey, man, if you think if we went together, we could fuck?
I was wondering about that.
I don't know. I didn't see anyone else fucking up in there. We might just have to stay at the house.
Hold up. Same nigga that went to the trapeze and told me a chick wanted to spit on his dick and that's all. He ain't
fucked. He said no. She could not spit on his dick.
Yeah, no.
Some that's bullshit. All she wanted to do.
Or he ain't fucked.
She didn't want to suck
that's,
the
no. No, bullshit. You know, some people just like, they're not like, hey, could I suck your dick? Okay. They're going to ask you, hey, can I spit on you? That's like
that's a terminology.
Intro question.
Yeah, okay.
Like an intro question.
Okay.
And he was like, no.
What do you do?
No way.
Yeah.
I'm the Uber
driver. Did it happen like that for real? Please.
I'm the Uber driver. I'm not doing that.
Why were you there? Not why. That's a dumbass question.
Yeah.
Who were you there with? He told you, I agree, motherfucker. Okay.
You were there for the buffet?
Yeah, man. They got a great buffet.
Okay.
Buffet of pussy?
No. Food buffet.
They got food too?
Yeah. Oh, no. Dude.
What?
And wait a minute. So they have a great dinner. And you been there for breakfast, right? If you in there long enough, they have a switch out.
Yeah. So if I bring a whole, if I bring a girl with me, how much is it?
$75, nigga.
That's a solo.
It's, nigga, it's less. Nah. So the thing about it is, so this is a thing.
I paid $100.
Solo is $100. Solo is
depends on the weekend. From what I heard,
depend on what day you go.
Since fucking the resident motherfucker O-Dub know all the rules.
Don't
and shit.
Say that.
No, man. You are.
I didn't know the gay rules. No. I did not know those.
He knows all the rules about all this shit. I'm gonna break it down. He's not telling you everything. So first off, you gotta have a membership, right?
Yes, please.
Right. The it's membership a private club.
Just allows you to fucking come. Now, when you do come, you're gonna have to pay for that night. Now you have to pay for the membership ahead of time. And that's,
and that's
like
a monthly thing, right?
No, nah, you get for like quarterly, like 3 months.
Every 3 months?
Yeah, like yeah.
Okay.
And then, but when it's time to do something, you know, they got an event or whatever, you can come, and it's going to cost you. If you just a fucking hard leg nigga like you, you rolling up in there, they're going to fucking tax you more because
they should.
They don't want you like that.
You didn't come with nobody.
But
you,
if I bring
you,
a girl with
if
me.
You bring a girl, you got more action because now y'all are a quote-unquote couple.
Couple, uh-huh.
And then single girls, they get in for cheap too.
You bring a pussy to the buffet.
Right.
They get them.
But the buffet is real.
And they got a dance floor, a full dance floor, and a bar.
Party.
No. The bar works like this. You bring your own bottle of whatever the fuck you want. And then they'll provide the mixers.
You know, the ice mixers.
It's a two-month membership.
So you just come back and you just like, you tell them your number for your drink.
So if I meet somebody with a membership, can they bring me in as a guest?
Yes.
First time.
First time? Okay.
Go with a dude though.
Well, huh?
Gotta go with a dude.
Get it?
Huh?
Get all the way funky on him.
French has to go with a dude.
Why?
Because
only French though.
Yeah, only him.
Why?
Not you. You.
Not me.
Okay.
Fuck no. Why would I go
with
a dude?
Back to calling you after saying no. Sorry for calling you a bitch. I think he's about to call you a bitch.
Yeah. No, I'm not because you were so interested in going solo.
I said, yeah, because I don't have a girl, but I can find me a girl now if it's going
to
be cheaper.
So you think you could just find any girl to go with you? You think that's how it works?
I'm going to find a girl that's just down to fuck for with who doesn't
care. To go
care.
Fuck in front of people. It's levels to that shit. Okay, she's down to fuck you. Okay, Nancy's down to fuck you in front of people. Oh, Nancy's down to fuck you in front of people and possibly switch.
I'm pretty sure she's going to probably...
How you going to find all that?
There's hoes out there.
Damn, what world do you live in? You think it's just that smooth and easy to do some shit like that?
I'm not saying it's smooth and easy,
how
but
you
I
get up in there.
But yeah, like I can I find
was,
me a girl.
I was taken by the girl who already wanted to do all of this.
That's what I'm saying.
He's just gonna go find a girl to do that. Nah, it don't work like that.
Kind of like what you just
said. How did you
no,
find her?
My girl already wanted to be that way.
Okay, but you found her, right? You
met I was already fucking her. I stumbled upon her already getting choked the fuck out and shit. She took me.
I got your back, friend.
But I was just going to find a girl that's down to fuck regardless of the situation.
That's okay to find her that's down to fuck. Now she's down to fuck in front of people. Now she's down to fuck in front of people and possibly switch.
Yeah, I understand that.
Extra in there.
Hey, look, so what's the ratio to ugly or unattractive to attractive?
It's probably tipping more in the unattractive.
Probably my ass. It is.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, you know.
Oh, it is.
Oh, it's not good looking people out there?
I mean, how there many good looking people?
Well, when you go to the mall, are there mostly good looking people there?
I mean, this is just the mall. It's
I heard that about community. New
well, this is just
too.
A naked
this is
mall.
Just a naked mall.
It's the naked mall.
With motherfuckers fucking and shit. Most of the ladies when I went were heavy. Most of the ladies I went weren't attractive. But them heavy, unattractive bitches were freaking.
Yeah, they be fucking.
No.
You know what I said, nude beach? I got an awful nude beach.
I never been in a nude beach.
See. Yeah, I heard that's how it is, too. It's like a lot of nasty people. Like, you, the nude beaches, you think you're going to be like, oh, like, this is like France or the fucking Riviera.
No, I went to France.
Oh, yeah?
You was in France?
Mm-hmm.
I was in Italy. It was dope.
It was either Cannes or, dang, I can't remember. Nice. Maybe Nice. Okay. Either Nice or Cannes. Anyway, Jamie Mac, you would not enjoy a nude beach because majority of the penises are very small.
Shrivel.
A lot of Asians are there?
No.
Whoa, brother.
It's French people. Yeah, I mean, it's very France. Racist.
It's France.
But hold up. Hold up, though. He's speaking off of facts because he does his research. You don't fucking... If he says fucking Asians got small dicks, I'd be willing to
bet. He can probably tell you the average Asian
dick. Have you ever researched the smallest
dick? No, he has, though. Have you also?
Never.
Okay.
That's why I was like, how you know that shit?
French Reggie can tell you the biggest dick population and the smallest dick population.
I bet you can't.
He can't. Go ahead and shoot it.
Because it was something.
He has a chart.
Just go ahead and shoot it, man.
Who
can tell him something old double know? Who's the biggest?
It's an African country.
I believe it.
Yeah.
Why are you getting a suspense? Oh. Just tell him.
Oh, in Congo?
Yeah.
I know that.
How did you know that?
I've been to Algeria and I just heard about it.
So the people in Algeria are like, hey,
how can I guess
we
that?
We got good dicks, but man, but those Congolese.
How many countries in that? How can I guess that? I'll straight up.
Like, man, look, yeah.
The ladies in Morocco and the ladies in Algeria will always say that.
The ladies.
The ladies, yeah.
And so why were y'all talking about this?
Because
she's like, oh, you're kind of Congolese, aren't you?
Vanessa, Francesca, who was from Sicily, asked, she was like, well, are American blacks like the African blacks? And that's how it started. So,
oh, gotcha.
I was like, and then
well, specifically African, but I mean specifically Congolese.
Like Congo. She went there when I said, I don't know, we're black.
But I mean, it's just amazing that you guessed right the first time.
I wasn't
time.
Guessing because I just knew it. Mm.
He said,
I wasn't guessing.
No, that's not helping, though.
Oh.
You should be. It'd be better if you were guessing.
Because you said you did the wrong one first.
You said you didn't know.
I know.
Somebody like, was Zimbabwe? Yeah, no, like, Congo?
No, I didn't say anything. I just said Congo.
I wasn't.
No, what do you mean? That was the right answer. That was
right. And I know it was the right answer. I already heard about it.
So then guess the smallest then.
I have no idea. We didn't talk about that.
South Korea.
South Korea?
Yeah.
Wow.
So Northern Korea is probably like
shitting on them. Like,
right. I got 4.3 inches, bitch.
So what's the average?
For America?
No. Okay, well, America.
America was like 5.4.
What? That's average?
But it's in America. That's all the Americans. It's a lot of population.
Wait a minute. So
That's including yours.
That's huge.
That's the average. He's saying what he's talking about is the average in Congo and in North South Korea.
No, that's not Congo. Congo's
5.4 is America. Congo's 7.
But that's the huge. Average in Congo.
Yeah.
But right. That's huge. Yeah.
So when you're asking the average, you're talking about overall everybody in the world. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm glad he broke it down because that's fucking huge for 7 inch.
No, 5.2.
5.2.
That's nice, 5.4. Though.
5.4. Is it? Said that's nice.
Actually,
the average man shouldn't have. Yo, the average man shouldn't
North
have.
North Korea is the smallest.
Who is?
North Korea is the smallest.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so yeah, South Korea. Is
yeah, North Korea is 3.8. South Korea is 4.3.
God, damn.
They're like, and we free, bitch. And got sucked.
We got sold.
3. God damn.
They do got sold.
What you talking about? What you talking about?
I'm glad I'm not that guy. I'm not the Congo guy either, but I'm not that guy. Shit, man. That's three
niggas. Shit, they looking at you like, nigga, what the rest of it? You got somebody else coming?
Man, United States is 5.1.
What's so crazy about this is that French Reds has a bookmark on his phone.
This nigga's like Rain Man. Oh, he's like fucking.
He's serious, though.
He fucking dropped.
No, I didn't have a bookmark on my phone. I had sent it to somebody, so I just went to the text.
Who did you send that to? Don't send me no shit.
It was to a girl.
It was to a girl.
What were you saying? Like, baby, you know, I'm pretty close to the
Congo guy. I'm in between Congo and North Korea.
I'm no Congolese.
Haiti. Look how close Haiti is to Congo.
Hey,
we're seventh.
This is how it went. She sent me a video of Cardi B. Because we fucked, me and that girl.
Uh-huh. Okay.
She sent me a video of Cardi B praising Haitian dick. Right. And then I was like, yeah, she's not lying. And I sent her the chart.
It's some niggas in Haitian 2 inches, man.
Of course, it's the average.
Where does Haiti rate?
6.3.
Okay. Were y'all like 70, something like 7th on the list? What'd you tell us it was?
Yes.
So you bragging on all the 6.3 niggas,
man. This nigga's comfortable being 7th. I'm not first, but I'm 7th.
I'm not 100.
He's like, but you Americans, nigga. The way
the chart is broken down, by range. So like Haiti's in the green range, which is the 6.3 to 7.
Green means good?
The green is the longest ones. And then yellow. All right, y'all get it.
You know, I tell you what's off about that. They probably only surveyed or, I don't know,
a certain amount of men.
200.
I know someone's asking you.
I mean, that's some.
Ask me?
Yeah.
They've asked me what?
Like, you never got surveyed?
Like, which
color? Yeah, sure.
Like, which
like
color?
The FBI, like, they showed up and they get like, listen.
We talked about this last week. I know you did. Bastard, you.
They're like, which color range is your dick in? That's what a girl asked you. Like, on this chart here. Is that why you carry it?
What?
Because the color chart you're looking at right now.
Yeah, which color I'm on?
Yeah, do you brag about it?
I don't brag about it.
Bitch, I'm in the green, bitch.
He called his sister one time and said, sis, remember when I was a baby and you was changing my diaper?
No way.
I got a big dick, don't I? And his sister was like, yeah.
Your sister.
That it's was huge. The first time.
Before that shit ever really sprouted, she's like,
you called your sister and did some shit like that?
Look, before it ever sprouted, he like, wasn't my baby dick big? Like, you know what
baby
I mean?
Dick?
Yeah, because it had to be a baby dick, nigga. You know when you
get your diaper, because she changed my diaper. Yeah.
So your sister is vouching for your baby dick.
Yes. No, and she's saying if it's fucking arc.
This is the thing. You have to understand there's a whole reason why that phone call was made.
Your
in the
sister
first place.
Vouched there's for your baby dick.
There's no way to justify
dick.
That. Yeah.
And
we
she
was
did.
Having a conversation.
Your sister vouched for your baby dick.
I needed to show proof to somebody that I saw my dick when I was a baby because I was like, my dick's been big since I've been a baby. And it was like,
so
prove it.
So time out. Your dick hasn't grown since you was a baby.
No, it's grown.
So what the fuck you mean it's been big since you was a baby? As if
bigger.
It was the same size.
It got bigger. Like, it was already big and it got bigger.
Hold up. No, what he said
it's
is
like the fucking blob.
He said his dick was 21, so he had to grow. He had to meet his dick later on in life.
Oh.
So and it just stayed the same size.
Is there a baby scale with the green, yellow, red?
It's got to be because how do do you know if your dick was big? It could have been average.
They had to cut all the filling out of his fucking diapers and shit.
I'm blessed. That's all I can say. So,
but how could you say you blessed, but everybody keep leaving you?
Nobody be leaving me.
I'm confused.
Nobody be leaving me though,
because I'm not blessed. But I don't really get left a lot.
And nobody be leaving me.
That's right. I forgot.
I left the situation.
You wait 3 days before you lick ass. You got this scale shit.
You lick ass first night, right?
Yeah. If I'm a fuck you, I'm gonna suck you.
No.
Yes.
You gonna suck it?
If I'm gonna fuck you, I'm gonna suck.
Most people don't say suck a pussy.
Right. I suck pussy.
Most people don't say that.
Okay, but it don't sound right to you. But it just feel right to me. So whatever you think I'm sucking, it's on you.
The way it sounds,
it doesn't matter. I know what I'm sucking.
No, I'm sorry. Not the way it sounds. Okay. The way it feels so right for you to say suck.
I suck.
Sorry, ATS.
I suck ass. Man, we ain't got to get into it. We already know.
Hold on. Have you ever been sucking a pussy and she had a long clit and it got longer?
I have.
How big is the biggest clit? Longer.
Yes, probably about 1 inch.
Whoa!
That's
I got pictures of it too. I got pictures of it.
That's what's up.
That chick. It ain't what's up. It felt funny.
So what'd you do?
I'll never forget that chick.
But then you got used to it.
But she kept having real strong orgasms, so that turned me on.
Was there a nut coming out of her clitoris?
It might have. She skeeted it. She was a squirter.
That's a dick.
It could have been a dick. That's a dick.
Her balls was folded up like
you sit down too comfortable.
And folded back like plane wheels.
I'm very
wheels.
Comfortable with sucking her dick. Well, if that was a dick she had, I sucked that motherfucker.
No.
And it was extra. It was really too big for me to be sucking on.
You did say
that.
You would fuck a transgender. Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah.
Fuck,
Odell, I did
people
not.
Were uncomfortable with you saying you
I don't
fuck
give a
Nicole
fuck about
Murphy.
How uncomfortable they were. I'm comfortable in my own motherfucking skin.
Me too.
If Nicole Murphy is a transgender, I'll suck her dick. I am in love with her. I'm telling you now. If she is a transgender, I would suck her dick, suck her ass, and go back and suck her
but
dick
she's
again.
She's a transgender. She don't got a dick no more. She
I'm
got a cyborg pussy.
I'm trying to tell
pussy.
You, whatever she is, I would fuck her.
Okay.
I'm in love with her.
No, so in essence, I'm going to just boil this shit down.
Okay, please.
If a transgender is fine enough,
nope.
You can get
I can't know she's a transgender. No. I can't know that.
You just said you would
I
know
said
that.
If Nicole, because Nicole I've already Murphy's been in different. Love with her and I've already in my mind think that's a fucking woman. If I'm already sucking her clit and she tell me this used to be a dick but is now a clit,
nigga,
I want to keep
got a mushroom
sucking
head
it.
On it.
Nah, we ain't going to do that.
That motherfucker got that portobello on a tip.
We ain't going to do that. We ain't going to do that. If she's a transgender.
It's got two
I'm
balls attached to it.
Okay, whatever.
Motherfucker
I'll be a ball juggling clits a sucking bitch that day.
She coughing the motherfuckers coming out
of the wrong way and everything.
Now she can't untuck no shit.
Nah, but I think
now that ain't gonna be hit. She ain't untucking nothing.
Hey,
like,
while
yo,
you suck, while you suck, you feel something just drop down on your
wow,
chin.
Wow, that'll be fucked up. That'll be cold blooded.
Hold up. We're saying the same thing.
Please, what are we saying?
That
you like me?
If
okay,
the transgender is fine enough.
Nope, that ain't what I said.
You
I said Nicole Murphy, motherfucker.
Because Nicole Murphy's
she's
a different
so
level of fine.
I'm already in love with her, and in my mind, I already think she's a woman.
But you know how they have the ability to like do drag or whatever. What if a guy
Nicole
dressed up like Nicole Murphy,
Murphy
and look just like? Because I've seen a dude look just like Patti LaBelle.
I don't like no fucking and Patti LaBelle. No, I mean, I like Patti LaBelle, but I don't like no motherfucking. I don't want to fuck Patti LaBelle.
I mean, okay, so who? Tony Braxton?
No. Nicole.
What about 03 Tony Braxton?
Tony Braxton back in the day.
2003 fuck, Tony
yes.
Braxton.
Yeah, but I'm not in. But I wasn't in love with her like I am in Nicole Murphy.
What do you like about her? Strong.
Nicole Murphy and.
She's manly.
And Diana Ross' daughter, Tracy Ross.
Tracy
those
Ross.
Two?
She got
yeah.
A fat ass. So Tracy Ross was a.
Their age mixed with how fine they still are is my turn on. That's just it.
It's
their
like wine.
Age,
her
eyes.
It's good wine.
Her eyes also. I'm just saying that her age and them still being attractive.
Oh, you like Jamie Mack? Do you only like lighter tone white women?
Man,
or
you
don't
no
discriminate?
Idea. I don't fuck plenty of
oh, I just
colored
know.
Shades. Whatever.
You know how you was doing on that colorism
no,
shit?
Man,
it's not the color. He doesn't like people that are fully black.
Okay. Oh, damn, you want
okay.
Mix?
And he likes yeah. He likes people
damn,
like
you
him.
A mutt ducker.
Yeah, yeah. I was
just
asking.
He just
feels like in order to have nice looking kids, you got to have sex with somebody
this
who's
a
not
shallow
black.
Bitch.
I'm just telling you,
J-Mac.
I know a guy like that. He's a minister.
There's a lot of guys like that.
Wait a minute.
That's what he believes.
That's preference.
No,
yeah, that's how I look at it.
Nothing wrong with it.
Oh,
duh.
Yes, sir. J-Mac knew it wasn't everything. One might not have been working in his favor, so he had to look at it. And you know, I don't give a fuck what y'all say. ADHD, ADD, whatever it is. That motherfucker. That motherfucker was smart as shit in science.
He's never married a black woman.
That motherfucker. Chemistry, he knew.
How can I ask
mix this, mix that, nigga? Shit.
Jamie, are your kids beautiful?
Oh yeah.
Point.
Wait a minute. He was spot on that.
He did his thing.
Yeah, nigga. My kids, they had to go back genetics, nigga. They had to reach
see,
down,
you
nigga.
Fucked up.
Just,
you didn't take the Jamie Mack approach.
I did, but that's why I'm glad I met him because I'm learning from him.
So you gonna have more kids, man?
Now, if I did have some, nigga.
Okay.
Stick, yeah, I tell you, look, I can give you the ratios, nigga. You know, I mean, 50, you know, 50% black, 50% Mexican. You could do.
You can't do 25, 50, and 25?
No, you can't. Like you could even do like 25% black and Mexican, you know, with what you got. You know what I mean? And yeah, like if she.
Don't worry about none of what he got.
Well, no, because you have to worry about that.
Yeah.
It's a mixture. It's not going to be all just who you having sex with.
You gotta understand, J-Mac.
He studied this shit. Just like Reggie knows dicks, he knows genetics.
Right. So look, and the thing about J-Mac O-Dub, he has done a lot of jobs. But one that he's gotten good at is motherfucking this chemist shit. Because he utilized that in just different parts of his life to make sure shit is mixed right. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
He could probably mix the right amount of weed to cocaine for Primo.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, for sure.
J-Mac, is your wife beautiful?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And I, of course, I've seen her. But I've
not black.
She's black. Something's black about her.
No, she's got a little bit.
Okay.
You
know? Yeah. So what is she? That nigga knew what he was
Indian,
doing.
No, she's black and white.
Little bit of Bill Cosby to drink.
And you're just black, right? Huh? Or you black with something, too?
I don't know, bro.
He's kind of light.
You could say that I'm
black. He has something in him.
Your mom and your dad, are they both black people?
Both of my parents look black. Okay. But
you still can go to grandparents' great-grandparents.
Yeah. Somebody was white back in the day and y'all.
Something happened.
It's just like slave owner.
Yeah. But in Ethiopia, they got light-skinned motherfuckers. Yeah. I don't know where they came from. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. What part of Ethiopia is that?
I don't know.
Ethiopian women are light.
Have you been to Ethiopia?
No.
I've been. So what the fuck are y'all talking about? I've never seen a light-skinned Ethiopian. What are you here?
What?
Yeah, go to Stone Mountain.
Stone, I said Ethiopia.
They mean brown skin. They don't mean light skin.
I'm like, okay. Say that.
No.
The fuck, like red bone? I've never seen that shit.
Yeah.
I mean, albinism, yeah, they got some albinos over there.
Nah, I ain't talking about no albino.
Well, that's it.
No, you fucking up and you go out, but that's too far.
Somali too.
So what's that?
That's North Korea.
Some Somalians.
That's North Korea genetics.
Somalians are light brown skin too.
He said you went too far.
No. I knew somebody. I had a homeboy back in the day that was fucking with some chick when he was in college.
Blonde eyelashes.
No, not no fucking albino shit.
Not that. Okay.
Albinism is kind of like Down syndrome.
It is.
They all
a little bit.
Like an albino person looks like an albino dog.
Don't give a fuck
like
who you came
they
from.
They all
look
the same.
They got a similar look.
Right.
I ain't saying Down syndrome, but I got
No, Jay Smooth says that everybody Down syndrome looks
they
the same.
They do. Motherfucker, no matter what nationality. They all do look the same.
He is fucking right. That Asian, white, African, don't give a fuck.
Yeah, but I don't like making fun of those type of people.
We're not making fun of them. We're saying they all have characteristics.
What was his name?
I forgot his name.
The motherfucking albino nigga.
I don't remember the albino from. It's from a new what,
Black Lightning.
Season?
No,
I didn't watch that.
He's a main motherfucker.
I want to know how is it making fun of Down syndrome people by saying they all look alike?
Right.
I didn't know if y'all was gonna say other shit.
So you were like, getting what? Ready. You were so getting ready for
this. This is what it is, right? French hadn't had any kids yet, so he's going by that myth. He don't want to talk about people.
It's
not a myth. His kid is gonna be looking fucked up.
Yeah, fucked up.
No, I think it's because I work with some of them.
I don't know.
You work with some of who?
I don't talk about
people with Down syndrome.
Do they all look alike?
They do.
So then what's the truth?
So how you? But I thought y'all was about to see something else.
Something like what? What would you assume? We were
a joke?
Something like what? Give us a good
joke. You were wondering?
Since you hang with them, I know you have some good Down syndrome jokes.
They all got really fat asses.
No.
I don't know about that. Like midgets or something?
Small midgets.
Hey, you ain't never seen no flat boot ass midget, though.
Never.
Midgets do got big ass booties though.
Okay,
it's compact.
Because that shit is supposed to be stretched out. You know what I mean?
It's like they do the best squats. It's like they have the best squat exercise.
No, it's just like you got all the poking. Meat. For a 5'5", 5'8"
this is going elsewhere.
You gotta put it all somewhere.
Just certain shit you just will not see on the midget.
Be honest, can I ask you a question?
What?
Go ahead before I ask.
No, go ahead.
Would you fuck a midget?
Would I fuck a midget?
Yeah.
I mean,
I fucked the dog shit out of
midget. I mean,
midget,
now, right
my,
now.
That's not, my fantasy.
Now, I'm just saying.
If
fantasy.
I was looking.
That's your fantasy?
Yeah.
He said if I was looking.
At least so I can pick her up.
J-Mac, you fuck a midget.
So you can pick her up?
I just want to just walk up to a midget face and just put my dick in her mouth. Just because they're already at that
you're
height.
You a dog that's ass. Rape. That's right.
Just a mouth rape.
I hope we really don't get too famous for your ass. Because they're about to get you like they got Cosby.
Sure. Like we showed them midgets one podcast. We had them, that little mixed little midget.
The twins.
Them twins. Oh, man, I fucked this shit out of them.
You fuck the midget? Okay.
And what? Stop. I just watched them little legs.
Don't judge
just,
him like that.
I didn't judge.
Your tone.
You're right.
There are
my tone said I was judging.
There are
you're
some
right.
attractive midgets. I don't know that I would date one.
Yeah.
You wouldn't date one? You fuck
them. For the novelty of it, one okay. time.
Hey, Odub, that midget stand up on your stomach, nigga, you just fuck
her. I just get a regular chick to do it.
I put this on. I remember one time I seen, because a lot of midgets aren't exactly height, weight proportionate, right? They made a lot of them are a little bit too thick,
like dwarfs. I'm not even listening.
No, I'm just.
These things are great.
Their arms, most of their features are a little too.
So are we laughing at midgets or are we just laughing at other stuff?
We're laughing at Jay Smooth.
I know.
And what he said he would do to a midget.
He's fucking crazy. Because
y'all didn't see him actually doing it.
I didn't do it.
Yeah, you didn't see
that. He had a demonstration for it?
Yeah, he had a little midget stand up on his belly.
And that bitch, I fucked the shit out of that bitch.
So
while she's standing
is
up.
Is that a fantasy?
Yeah, and
of course it's his fantasy.
Jay, man, you was getting ready to say something, though.
No, because, I saw one time at a gas station, right? And, again, she wasn't your typical. I mean, she was height, weight, proportionate for her size. And she had style. Like, she had a little bit.
Most midgets have awful style.
Awful.
They dress like Mario and Luigi.
But only certain stuff going
to
fit them,
again, you can't go to the kids section trying to get sexy.
Nah.
You can't be, like, in the toddler.
Because your calves too big.
Right. You can't be in the toddler section like, I need that sexy
club. You
got to
get regular pants.
Right. Cause
and get them tailored.
None of that sexy shit that most women wear. It's gonna fit your little ass. Right?
Oshkosh don't look sexy.
They always order shorts.
How do you know what I'm saying? Okay, that's their pants.
she had one of them deep diving silky like no bra wearing shirts. Uh-huh. You know what I mean?
I never
in the front.
At a midget's titties.
Oh wow.
Yeah,
wow.
And the thing about it is, and she wasn't too thick in the arms.
Arms that look like Cabbage Patch Dolls.
It didn't like she worked out.
Yeah,
it didn't. And so, and she, you know,
was she slim? I never seen a slim midget.
She wasn't slim. She was thick.
All midgets,
but not midget thick. She was like human thick.
They are human, J Mac.
So J-Mac,
she was midget like.
Let me ask you this, J Mac. What if you had kids with a light skinned half white midget? Would that be okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I would see what happens.
That'd be 5'6".
I would be willing to see what happens. 6'2"? Yeah, 6'3". 6'2".
They're normally.
Yeah.
Most likely, that kid won't be a midget.
No, I'll be willing to see what happens. I bet the motherfucker, I don't know how tall he's going to be or she.
He might not be a midget.
But the motherfucker will be sexy.
The baby will have a head like a bull master. A master. Motherfucker had that big ass head.
This is not what I wanted to talk about.
I don't know what we're
saying.
Well, wow. This is what I wanted to talk about. I want to talk about this thing, this illusion that we have in the world where. And I know that was a really abrupt change, but I didn't see we were ever going to stop talking about dumb shit. So look, I'm trying to figure out why is it that when we're measuring success, why do we always have to measure it against where you start? Why is it that, for instance, somebody got to say, oh, I was homeless for 3 years and I did, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
that's what you're saying.
Success is so broad, but it's like we only respect it when motherfuckers go through some bullshit. Or not just that, how we normalize struggle so much. For instance, people will be in relationships and it'll get to the point where it's really negative. Things are happening, arguments or whatever. The only way we can give it any credit is if we talk about how much of a struggle it was. You know what I'm saying? And the normalization of that. I'm wondering why is it that we feel the need to always make struggle be a part of everything? I don't think it's like that for everybody. And maybe that's why we always fucked up.
I think we've been taught.
Who?
By us who? As a society.
Who's us?
Us, motherfucker. You
no,
he said society. Yeah.
You don't have to think that way. I'm just saying us as a whole, I think and feel
black.
We've been absolutely black.
Well, that's what he said when he said who's us, who's right. We.
Okay,
when you're saying us, he meant
black folks.
Okay. So you think that only happens people. To black folks? That
but I didn't say
but
it only
but
happens.
I think it kind of does, though.
We've been trained like that's slavery shit, though.
Mm-hmm. It's like almost like you're not respected unless you've been through homelessness or you've been
or your
through.
Journey wasn't a struggle.
Right, but like, so if you were born from a regular family but you still had to work really, really hard
people
to get where you are, that's not looked at as being like a success story.
Yeah, people think you had it easy. Kind of like when they say like.
It's kind of like motherfucking Lil Dicky.
Okay.
Because he's average?
From the ball, the rapper.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Motherfucker.
So what Lil Dicky were you talking about with the balls?
They have a brother named Lil Dicky.
Like trapeze, man.
The Ball family have a white guy. They call him Lil Dicky.
The Ball family.
Yeah, the Ball. The Ball.
They got a white dude.
He said he's one of the brothers. He called himself Lil Dicky. It's probably like a joke. So that, I was thinking about him, but then I thought about Lil Dicky rap.
What do you
Lil
watch?
Dicky
like ball. The fucking YouTube show.
They have
or something?
They have their Facebook family channel. Okay. It's dope.
They have a reality show.
So
on
you're
Facebook.
The subscriber.
Oh, it's dope.
I was wondering who that motherfucker was.
One follower.
$20 million last year. Shit, I want some of that.
Who did?
LeVar Ball.
Funny since LeBron got to LA, you don't hear a lot about LeVar
Ball.
Because
he already made $20 million.
Fuck that. And you haven't heard a lot about LeVar for a long time.
Right.
Where my shoes at, nigga?
As soon as LeBron got to LA.
Where my motherfucking OZ2s, nigga?
And he made the money.
Yeah, nigga. Hell no, I didn't order none. Didn't nobody order none. Where the fuck they
did.
Where
they at? What happened to the blessing? That's why we can't get ahead. Niggas like, you don't want to support.
The little brother had some dope shoes.
Sold it. That was nice, too. Nice color and everything.
$400. Niggas got bills to pay.
$495, my brother.
Niggas got bills to pay. That's why niggas buy that
niggas
shit.
Buying other shit too. Fuck out of here.
Wait a minute. I'm the reason?
Niggas like you. A society, a group of motherfuckers like you.
A group of me. So if it was a whole bunch of Jamie Max.
What did he do to you?
Not, put the motherfuckers at $400 and something. Fuck you.
Niggas buy Gucci shoes for $700.
So J-Mac, if they was priced at $200, would you have gotten them?
Who niggas. No. Niggas buy Escalade to live in apartments.
Hey, come on. You
already been
know
doing
me.
This shit. This ain't nothing new.
No. I know you're asking for the listeners.
I know you know me.
I know you.
I'm not paying no motherfucking $200. I won't pay $200 for no Jordans.
So you would have preferred them to make them bitches $79 or $49?
I prefer you to just let me send them to the old National fucking mall, the little mini mall.
They're going there.
Get some Hortons.
Let me get motherfuckers for like 50.
They're going to go there.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm good. And if they fall apart, like they're going to fall apart when these niggas fucking charge you $495 after 3 months.
Possibly.
That's okay. I only paid $50 for it.
But J Mac,
the first day I wore it, the motherfuckers was clean.
I think you're unfair. Because you're not you're a cheap bastard anyway. But you speak on shit as if you were one of the guys who would pay for some shit. That's unfair. You wouldn't buy the shit anyway. You're a cheap fucker.
Wait a minute.
What I'm saying is you speak on shit. That's like me hating on a player type nigga, and I can't get no pussy any goddamn way, but I just want to hate on this nigga. Why this nigga always fucking bitches?
But J-Mac chooses what he's spending his money on. He spends his money on, he's a smart spender.
Gadget guy.
He's a bargain spender.
No, he's a gadget guy.
So if it makes sense, right? No, his gadgets have always come free. You know what I'm saying? He worked with, dealers.
That. I just know he's a gadget guy.
And he has acquired phones, if you're talking about gadgets and shit like that. But
other stuff.
I think if it makes sense, he'll probably just spend money on it. Quarter.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
J Mac lives in a pretty decent house. You live in a nice house, right?
I thought you was going somewhere with that smooth.
Nice house. The car that I rode in with you, very nice.
Oh, yeah.
So, what I'm saying is, when I say cheap,
fully
I'm saying,
loaded.
I'm only talking about in his attire.
Listen.
I'm specifically just that.
People that got money don't spend money on their clothes like that.
Bullshit.
No, rich motherfuckers do. You can't tell they rich by looking at what they got on. You really can't.
Listen, how many rich people?
J Mac, be honest.
You ain't rich, man.
No, I mean, these niggas ain't rich. Perception, right?
I'm rich.
Your rich might not be rich, then, but it's perception. It's everything, right?
This nigga rich. He's just not IRS.
It's like be honest.
I'm not even on their radar.
Hey, look, hold up. It's like be honest talking about the level of success. Why, okay. You know, it's all in perception. I mean, he could be rich. I mean, he could be the wealthiest person in his family, right? And they could look
that
at him as
true.
Like rich.
That
you know what I'm saying? Because
true.
Everybody else might not have had experience that level of success.
I'm saying the true definition of rich, whatever we think the definition of rich is. Philosophy.
I got more money than you. That's why I'm rich. That's what I look at. That's the only way I look at rich.
I mean, look at the watch you got on tonight, right?
I don't know what
I mean,
he's
nice.
About.
It matches your hat.
Okay.
I mean, I've never seen that one. This one is fairly new.
Let me see your watch over there. Let's compare.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? My little cheap ass watch.
You got a Digimon watch. That shit don't count.
I mean, what's that, Movado?
But back to the
fucking heavy over here. Jay Smooth watch fucking feel like you can work out with that bitch. Okay, let's compare to what you got.
Look at that motherfucker right there.
Ticking.
Rich people know shit. That motherfucker. Ain't no name on it because they don't wet names on their shit.
It's a name on it, man. Paper like,
what's that, Fossil?
Kevin Cole.
Oh, Kevin Cole?
It may have cost
Cole?
Me $315.
Kenneth
like
Cole. Kenneth
no,
Cole.
No, this is Kevin Cole saying. That's Kenneth's brother.
J. Cole.
Cole what? So what was your question again? Be honest, the struggle?
Well, okay, so they brought up LeVar Ball.
Yeah.
The reason why we don't respect the Ball family is because we didn't see the struggle side of it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, why can't he have a shoe company and charge $500? Why is that a problem?
Oh, no. Because, see, that's not my thing. Because I like motherfuckers like, Childish Gambino. Motherfuckers.
Childish Gambino didn't have a struggle.
That's
right?
What I'm saying.
Right.
I like, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, that's what you're saying.
I like motherfuckers like that are,
right.
You know, different. You don't have to, you could be you and not necessarily have to be like, oh, I came up hardcore.
He's perfect, though. They don't give him credit for being black.
You don't even give him credit.
What do you mean?
You don't even fucking give it. When I tried to tell you, he was like one of the. I said, where does he rank? And you're like, he ain't shit.
Okay,
like,
are we talking about black or are we talking about
skills?
Skill.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't think he's not a rapper.
Yeah, he's all right.
Oh, yeah, he's a musician. He's an artist.
What level he was.
He can sing, but he can rap.
I'm not saying he's not a good rapper.
He's not that good, but I still like him.
He's neither a singer or a rapper.
He's an artist.
He's an artist.
Yeah, because he's a comedian too. He's a comedian too. He's very talented.
Okay, fine.
What do you mean talented?
Fine.
Because what?
In entertainment.
He sings and rap, but he's not.
He's a comedian.
That damn good at either.
What?
He's a comedian.
He's not that good.
He's good at making music overall.
I can rap just as good as him. Or even better.
Full of shit.
Hold on.
Let's go. Come on. Let me hear some shit. Right.
I guarantee you. Hold on. Okay, so see now, me and Odell been doing music a long time.
Okay.
As French Reggie tried to come out here and do the freestyle battle, which you didn't hear, Odell, a couple of weeks ago, okay. I promise you, if we put on a beat right now, O-Dub would be able to freestyle a real rap that would really work, whereas French Reggie would be struggling with
okay.
it.
No.
But that's comparing me to him. Like, he was talking about Gambino.
I have no doubt that he's better than French Reggie.
Okay.
That's it.
That guy's not that far from French Reggie. I apologize.
I'm horrible. Are you serious? Don't even say that.
What are you doing right now?
I'm horrible. I just do it for the sake of laughter.
Like, what do you have against
him? He's a comedian also, right?
Yeah.
He's not that good.
And he's a writer.
I'm not trying
to. The stand-up was pretty cool.
He's
best
at writing.
But I do like him. I'm saying I do like him. I'm just saying he's not great at
writing. He's a very talented writer.
Which can make him funny, make him make good music, give him the ability to make good music.
He has the ability to do a lot of things. He's a very talented writer.
But you say he's a great artist.
He's he can do a lot of things. I feel like so. When you can gel a lot of different type of arts and make it your own.
That Redbone song is good.
Yeah. That Feel Like Summer song that just dropped is pretty good. It's a cool, chill song.
Whole album was
so
nice.
Is Be Honest a great artist?
He's good at what he does when he comes
what
to...
What the fuck do he do?
He producing.
No, I'm getting this.
From producing the show. Okay. I don't
that
know.
Makes him a great artist?
No, but can I finish?
Because he can do it good. Does that make him great? Because I know people that are greater.
Because you know people that are greater than him?
Yes.
I mean, there's always somebody greater than you
I'm saying that because I remember this motherfucker could play the hell out of a sax. That's art like a motherfucker to me.
Yeah.
I haven't seen this guy you guys speaking of be great at none of that shit.
Who?
But I still like him. But you saying he's a great artist. I'm like, at which point? Which turn? Which curve?
Okay, maybe my level of great and your level of great is two different things. But maybe for me, I call him a great artist because I see him. He can gel into the comedy
world.
Okay,
who's another great artist?
When I see Gambino, I think I look at Jamie Foxx too. The same.
Hell
as
no!
So you're
this
saying
is what I mean? Let me finish.
What are you talking about?
Let me finish because Jamie Foxx can do a lot of bit of everything.
Way better than him,
of course.
He but
that's what I'm saying. When I see Gambino, I see that potential.
And
in
I see you blind as a motherfucker too.
Okay, so that's just opinions though.
Childish Gambino is a much greater writer than Jamie Foxx.
Okay,
Jamie Foxx is a much better artist than Childish Gambino.
We can say that.
You said artist.
Oh, whatever. But when I see his potential, I see, okay, his bar could be Jamie Foxx. That's me. That's just my opinion.
In singing?
Hell okay, no.
Like, just not no, in, no, no, not no, in no, one
acting,
thing.
Singing,
just in the
stand up?
See, the ability I think, to shine I think,
what
in everything.
I think what he's probably trying well, I
in
think
the ability
what he's
to shine
is,
in every market.
I think what he wants to say is he's talented.
Yeah.
And this, that's
but
probably
he's
a fair
really
statement.
Not that talented.
But if you're able to write fairly, do the jokes, do the motherfucking music,
acting,
and you and acting, singing, you got all that.
Like trifecta,
that's some
that
type
kind
of talent.
And
that
he
you
directs
got.
His own
that's
show, fair, like fair. He, like Elena. That's his show. He wrote that and everything.
He can do the same thing.
Yeah, I'm not saying
I
can he
direct
can.
My own goddamn
but
show.
But he produced this whole podcast, and he has right. many other podcasts in okay. his own network.
Okay.
That makes him great in my eyes. You know,
okay. thank you,
know?
French Reggie. Thank you.
You know, but you probably met other greater good ass producers.
He know people way better than me.
But that doesn't mean.
I was giving him an example.
But that doesn't mean that it takes away. From his greatness, you know, like Jordan
show.
Is great. You know, Jordan is one of the greatest. But I'm just saying, but that doesn't take away because Jordan is great, and you may think Jordan is greater than LeBron. It doesn't take away from LeBron's greatness as well. That's all I'm saying. Both can be great.
My question is, if Childish Gambino had struggled, though, why is it that we would put him on a pedestal even high? Like he's for some reason he's got on the pedestal. I don't know if I necessarily agree with Odell that he's not talented.
Okay,
but why is it that we would give him that star if he struggled?
Oh, it's easy for me. It's just like fucking track and field. If it's,
it is
it's,
a Bruce Jenner joke?
No, not at all. It's not at all. So like, you know what I mean? You know how they have the staggered fucking starts and shit, right?
Right.
It's like that. If a motherfucker starts before me.
Yeah, but that's, you don't understand the staggered start doesn't.
I don't know. I know the staggered start.
Not the staggered, that was his fault, but I understand what you're saying.
But my point is, I know that because I got an inside lane, I can
right.
make up the stagger. Sure,
his comeback was.
I get
though.
It. But if you get to go ahead of me, right. forget the lanes, but if you have a start ahead of me,
right.
and I'm able to still win. Forget, say, if we're running the same distances and not a normal track.
Right.
But if you get a head start and I'm still able to outperform you and right. get to the finish line ahead of better. You, then that means that really my achievement is,
can I interject?
Is greater.
I've already let your motherfuckers know 99% of this shit is luck, right? So yeah. you just started off behind me. You just got lucky before me. That doesn't mean that, you know what I'm saying? It makes your journey something that we're going to, because you struggled in the beginning and then somebody gave you some shit to put you on. Now you're on. Look at where he started from. He started from the bottom. He started from the bottom and he's got all these accomplishments now, even though the people who got on, both got on by the help of somebody pulling them on, right? And whether you struggled in the beginning or not, we always give credit to that motherfucker who struggled first before he got a handout.
I got it. I got another one. I mean, that's perfect. You're right. But what it is it's the chasm that the chasm.
Oh, okay.
From that you see visually of going, okay, I see, you know, this person was here. And this, when it's a struggle portion, it's more relatable to the majority.
Right.
And so it gives hope to the masses to say, if this motherfucker could make it from here to all the way to here, so can I. Mm-hmm. And so we glorify that more because the majority of people is where that struggle is.
Yeah.
Not the majority of the people don't start where the non-struggle is.
Exactly.
That's why I said it's the picture that they paint for us, meaning how, because when you have an agenda, if you plan on selling, Nike hardcore 10 years from now, and I know that these people in this area are the ones buying them, let me make them think that these shoes make them great at some point. So it's an agenda.
Marketing.
When it comes, like, they always say, Mike got cut from his high school. The fuck out of here. Okay. With the next, there are people better than Mike.
Hold up.
There are people better than Mike.
Let's be clear.
But there are people who didn't work harder than Mike.
Time out. That whole story, let's just be clear.
Okay.
He was a fucking freshman. Nigga,
but they don't tell it like
there's
that.
No shame in being a freshman and but not they making don't, varsity.
What I'm saying, I just said that's how they sell it. That's what I'm saying. That's how they sell it. There are people greater than Mike. There were people while Mike was playing, but they just didn't work harder for as long. Like Floyd Mayweather is my favorite boxer, only because he did it for an extended amount of time. Not that he was great at this period, Roy Jones, because Roy Jones was the best at this, or Muhammad Ali. But nobody, I can't put anybody in front of Floyd because he did it for 20 years straight. He was a champion for 20 years straight. Nobody else did it that way.
He also never got hit really hard.
He never what now?
He never really got hit hard. Because that's why he can do it for 20 years straight.
But his style.
He had defense.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So
that's
why
he can do it.
The best.
Yeah.
But you can't point
to
Muhammad Ali.
I'm agreeing with you.
Yeah.
I'm saying.
You can point to Muhammad Ali.
He's agreeing with you. I don't think he's agreeing with you.
I don't know.
No, I'm saying the reason why he can do it for 20 years straight is because he never really got hit because he's a great defender.
That don't sound like he's agreeing with you at all to me.
My point is.
To me, it doesn't.
Oh, to
I
me,
think
that,
y'all should argue about
that makes
that
him great.
30 minutes.
But you would say, who's your favorite boxer, if I may ask?
Sweet Pea.
Sweet Pea Whitaker. And Sweet Pea said,
I thought she was going to say Butterbean.
But Sweet Pea said, my defense is way better than Floyd, but Sweet Pea has been knocked on the floor 5-6 times.
Because he didn't duck niggas.
Well, hey.
What?
Who did he duck?
Floyd fought the most champions. He fought 18 champions. Nobody else in the history of boxing did that.
He had
champions.
Stop,
so who did he
listen,
duck if
stop,
he if
listen,
fighting champions?
Listen, before niggas was going through multiple weight classes, Pernell was the first motherfucker. He had five different weight classes.
Sugar Ray Robinson he's just the best boxer in the world.
You just said it was Mayweather.
That's my favorite. Sugar Ray Robinson was 160 fighting
you
a guy 215 pounds.
I think he's got video.
No, the VHS. We wouldn't need VHS. Whatever
was the difference? He wasn't there at the fight. He saw it on TV too. Right?
Yeah,
that motherfucker saw the fight.
I
know.
He thought was alive while the shit was happening.
What does that matter?
How much older are you?
This motherfucker didn't even
go. How much older is he than me?
2 or 3 years, maybe 3 years.
And that's what I'm saying. I didn't know.
J-Mac, 10 years old.
I didn't see fucking. Who'd you say?
Okay. Sugar Ray Robinson.
No, that's what I'm saying. I didn't see Sugar Ray Robinson.
You can't. You can YouTube it right now.
I know, but I'm just saying.
It would look the same as how you watch Pernell Whitaker on TV, nigga.
A little more grainy.
No, but look, hold on. But see, Jamie Mac, you made the point, but I don't think you're seeing what I'm saying. So can we all agree LeBron is highest echelon
right now,
rich?
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, as far as rich goes, not wealthy, we're talking about rich.
Yeah.
Highest echelon rich, right? The difference between me, who I didn't have to struggle really. I mean, my family was poor when I was very young, but my mom basically was the success story because she came up and did what she had to do to make it so we
fucking
had
right.
good stuff. You know what I'm saying? So I witnessed it, but in the very beginning, we struggled. But then my mom figured a way out of it, right?
Right.
So I didn't really have the struggle that a lot of people did. But So if I were to become successful, you're like, oh, well, compared to that bum who also became successful, the guy with the golden voice. Let's say the guy with the golden voice, right? Me and the guy with the golden voice, we both become successful one day. And people are like, well, his story is much better because look how far he had to, what he came from compared to you. What I'm saying is people don't understand that the distance between me and LeBron is so ridiculous compared to how close me and the guy with the golden voice are. We're really not that far apart. So the struggle that they pretend is a real struggle, it's not really that big of a struggle. It's kind of fabricated. I slept in my car 3 nights. Oh, so I was homeless for a little while. Or I slept in the car for a year. Oh, so I was homeless for a year. I've never been homeless. But the distance between somebody who slept in their car for a year and me is slim compared to the, as you say, chasm between me and LeBron. It doesn't, both of us are running the same fucking race. Just because you were homeless, we're running the same race. That's a huge fucking difference. I'm wondering why someone like me becomes successful and people say something like that, like, nigga, you had everything. You
were given a silver spoon, whatever.
Yeah. And somebody who lived in the projects their whole life and then one day got a chance to get out and do something and started a business, they're like, oh, that's a success story. You had everything given to you.
Vietnam.
Where are you going with that?
It's just that, right? I mean, it's about resources, right? When the Vietnam War started, right? We're America. We're fucking America, nigga. You know what I mean? We fucking don't lose. And we went in there and got our fucking asses kicked by motherfuckers that had limited resources and we had unlimited resources. And it's like that loss is even greater because of that fact. It's like, motherfucker, even though it wasn't even really a loss, it was maybe like a tie, but it's like a loss.
But we lost.
It's like, you lost because you didn't win, motherfucker, because you were supposed to win because you had more resources. It's like that same way. If you started out with more resources, you're supposed to win.
Okay.
I have lesser resources. I'm not supposed to win.
Yeah.
And that's what makes Vietnam so fucking intriguing or whatever.
Yeah,
what
but
people were like,
America is LeBron. Vietnam is the guy with the golden voice. What I'm saying is, you're Vietnam. I'm North Korea. I'm not America either.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So you're acting like you went all through this entire shit like against all odds. I'm saying is I was against fucking all odds too. Right. I had food in my belly when I was doing it. You may not have.
Hold up, the
struggle was still fucking ridiculous.
Do you know how close we were? Mm-hmm. I give you niggas shit the fuck up.
No. If I'm Vietnam and he's North Korea, Nigga, you got fucking nuclear capability. At least you're trying to get nuclear capability.
You're taking it too far now.
He's right on.
I'm still fucked up. I don't have any resemblance.
But that's what he just said.
Fucking.
That's the same example when he said I was eating, but you wasn't. But I was still struggling.
I can give you an example. Live,
I don't know
in
if North
effect.
Korea is struggling.
Listen,
nigga. North Korea,
because
the people
afraid.
Are.
Listen, be honest, and me. Be honest. Live 2 blocks away.
2 blocks. Yeah,
maybe 2 blocks. I looked at him as rich because he lived in the high rise and I lived in the hood.
Mm-hmm.
The only fucking difference between the two of us
was the streets.
He can get Coca-Cola when he wanted to, and I had to beg my mom for Coca-Colas.
That's not the only difference.
No, it's a big difference. His mom went through the summer and took extra jobs down at, what is it, Valdosta or Savannah?
Valdosta.
Okay, but my mom didn't.
Mm-hmm.
The only difference between us two was just a couple of choices. No, this is real shit.
Mm-mm.
I mean, he grew up with him, so I'm pretty sure he knows.
What I'm saying is, but through my prism, I thought this motherfucker was rich.
Yeah.
Ain't no way I would be over his house every day just to get some fucking Pop-Tarts and a Coke because I couldn't afford Pop-Tarts and a Coke, which we could, but my mom was like,
Y'all had the generic Pop-Tarts. They had the name brand Pop-Tarts.
She wasn't going to buy the motherfuckers.
Yeah. Y'all shit didn't have that much sugar in it.
But look at that. Just what you're saying right there, right? So Pop-Tarts and a Coke makes me be privileged.
Yeah.
Right.
But that's what I'm saying. I'm trying to give them an example of just me going to his
LeBron
place.
Would laugh at my Pop-Tarts and a Coke.
Yeah, of course.
You know
but that's
saying?
How close we were.
Right.
By the choices of... your mom Dukes, just by that choice, just that summertime choice, because during the year, they bought the goddamn nigga neck. My mom was a supervisor at the Hilton fucking hotel for 20-some years.
Right.
So she wasn't hurting like that.
Oh, you could really get a room fuck free all the
we
time.
We did get rooms for
oh,
free.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, that's why I like Georgia and the South, because they have real nice shit right next to some real hood shit.
Yeah.
It's not really.
But the niggas made it
it's
hood.
Not as,
but where we live wasn't supposed to be hood, though.
It's so
stupid, man. But where we live wasn't supposed to be hood.
But we
the people around the motherfuckers made a hood.
Yeah. You were those people. You know that, right?
Nah, not me. I did sports.
You were there.
We didn't do what these neighbors. These neighbors
yeah, we didn't do it.
Nah, we didn't do nothing. None of that shit.
You wasn't running through bitches?
No, we walked by.
Bitches,
no,
that make it hood. I'm talking about the drug selling, all the fighting, bullshit. The shooting, all that. We didn't have those problems. And we seen motherfuckers get on the court and get fucked up.
I know, but you do got FBI context. You know what I mean? So you might have been doing something.
All right, so look. That's later in my life. We got some listener feedback, man. This is a... Hey guys, this is Remorseless from the No Filter Podcast. I sent the last email to say thanks. Sorry again, I'm not a premium subscriber, but you know the reason why. I do want to join the Slack. This week's episode was good. Jay Smooth, 300? I'm not believing it. I can give you 100, though. That daughter shit had me like, damn, because I have two young ones still, and I know that will come up soon. Anyway, you guys are still looking it? Mm. Must have been killing it. And fuck that shit that they are talking about with the dick talk. Finish talking about what you want to, because if you don't and start letting others dictate what you talk about, it will soon hurt your content. Y'all are fire. Keep it up. Peace, Remorseless.
I love that.
Appreciate
advice.
You, brother.
And I think the chief complainer, I think he secretly fucking loves fucking talking about dicks.
No, what we talked about last week, I said what the problem is, like you can't win them all, right? I said what probably is like somebody in the Slack is probably, or whoever listening, they probably get offended because when you talk about dick, that might be a sore subject for them because they probably are on that spectrum like French Reggie's talking about, you know what I'm saying? They might not fall in the green
South Korean
area. They might fall in that lower class area where they got 3.2 on the Richter scale.
So it's
hurtful.
I get it.
Talk about that shit.
It's hurtful.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
No, yeah. No, it's like the chemistry thing. Like, you know, they mom was like, I want a pretty baby. I'm going to fuck this South Korean nigga. And then, yeah,
so
you
now
might
you
be
cute, but you lacking.
But you might
you
got a little dick.
You got daddy dick.
You got hazel eyes, but that,
you got
daddy
your
dick.
Daddy dick.
But you got daddy dick.
That happened.
You got one of them ancient dicks.
So again, when I told you the mixture, I never said South Korea.
I think it's wise to plan your family like that. I knew one of my
He's
frat brothers.
A bitch.
Hell no, I wasn't gonna say that. No, not at all. My frat brothers, his uncle was very dark, and he was a minister. He told us straight that he said the reason why I wanted to marry a light skinned woman or a white woman, which she was white, he said, because I got picked on so much as being a black ass dude. I didn't want my kids to go through that shit. So yeah. I knew I was going to date a white girl and have mixed kids.
That's
mixed
that colorism
kid.
Shit.
Yeah, he was dead
it's not
ass.
Colorism. It's just fucking.
No, that's the choice he made for his
but
kids.
But those kids are it's made healthy, fun of him growing up because those kids were.
It's a sound conditioned, financial. It's
conditioned
a sound financial.
That being dark skin is ugly.
But now,
you gotta,
but now
you
I remember
make
I'm saying,
of,
I was like, all right.
That's what it is, though.
But now, look, I was watching on TV.
But no dark skin person should ever feel that way about their skin.
Stop.
Why shouldn't they? You didn't go.
It's who you are. You look, I know you should be happy on how you look like. Yeah, period.
That man's 70 years old. He grew up in the 30s, 40s, 50s, all that shit.
I feel him, but I'm not blaming him.
You don't feel him.
I'm blaming colorism. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying the reason why.
You just giving me a title. That's cool.
You can only say that because you got a white name. And so you could get away with being hella dark because you could trick them before they see you. You know what I mean? You just be like, yeah, my name is Reggie. You know what I mean? Hey, what's up, Reggie?
I never met a lot of white Reginalds.
And then...
I never met a lot of black Reginalds either.
Most of the Reginalds I met
but you,
were black.
But you know, but even with the mixed shit, mixed kids go through shit on their own.
Because they're mixed too.
Hold on, nigga. Let me finish.
It ain't like that oily black shit, though.
Let me finish what I'm saying. So when I was watching Catfish, right, this weekend...
It was some reruns on that network.
So when I was watching, they had this mixed girl on there, right? She was dealing with problems on her own. Even though she was mixed, she wasn't the cutest mix, right?
Nappy head mix.
She had good hairstyle, like, but she wasn't pretty.
Trail mix.
She wasn't pretty though. But she was like, you know, I always wanted to be white.
You know what happens on that one? When both the parents are really attractive.
I was gonna say that.
That's when
give them a curse.
It's like two negatives and shit, or two positives, and it just cancels each other out. And,
two positives
and instead
make
of
a
making a really even more attractive baby, it goes the opposite way sometimes.
Sometimes.
And then you're like, damn, you guys are both attractive. How are your baby?
I've seen it's like a
real mixture. You know, sometimes you get a kid that looks one or the other, looks more like the mom or more like the dad.
Yeah.
This is like a blend of both of y'all, and it just don't fit right. Like, you know, he got her nose and his mouth, or the upper lip don't match the bottom lip.
Damn.
You know, now you've seen it. Some people got the bigger upper lip than the bottom lip. So your upper lip is like where, like, your mouth is upside down.
I've seen a couple. Well, it was, oh man, I don't care because she's heavy. She just happened to be fucking heavy. Like a heavy.
By heavy, mean fat?
Yeah, fat as a motherfucker.
Okay.
I mean, fat, greasy black ass.
Not thick like
no,
Fred
no,
like
no. Him. She's about 400.
Oh, oh wow.
Yeah, yeah, I don't
black,
like those.
Greasy.
But she's still getting a dick, huh?
No, no. And a white dude that was a nerdy, fucked up looking white dude. Man, they kids were beautiful than a motherfucker. I'm dead ass. I've seen that.
But are they ugly people, though?
I just said.
Because she's fat doesn't mean she's like her
she
facial structure.
He just said she wasn't attractive. Okay. Man, he definitely wasn't attractive. You ever seen a white dude with the gooseneck? No, I'm dead ass.
No.
I
got you.
Mama like a seagull. Like a seagull.
Like two
they never have ugly kids.
No.
I've never seen that before.
No, if you, that's, you're guaranteed. You understand what I'm saying? If you're ugly and you're white.
That's like a gift.
Get with an ugly black person and you guys will have fucking supermodels.
You better. Don't be ugly and white and then get with a beautiful black girl. It's going to be in between like, I don't know.
French Reggie hates this conversation.
It's just the truth.
I told you, French Reggie, if you really want to stunt on them, I promise you. Clean face, clean mustache, clean face. They gonna think you rich because all the black dudes with money in Atlanta. I promise you,
clean
cut.
Yeah,
they no fake half beard.
No.
Get rid of all of it.
Because your beard look like something going on with like you got a sickness and you should.
It's just a chin strap. It's not even a beard.
It's something, but you keep shaving that shit up.
What is it for?
The beard?
Yeah, sideburns.
It's not a beard.
It's a chin strap.
If I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna tell you this.
We got a helmet.
Hold on. If you cut this motherfucker off like for 3 weeks or a month, it's gonna take your pussy level to the next level.
How long will you think it'll take you to grow that back? What you have right now?
A week.
What the fuck is a chin strap?
A month.
To grow it all completely.
What you have right now?
Grow, not grow.
But what the fuck is a chin strap?
That's what he has. Look. I promise you, cut it all off. Get you try it for 1 month. Wear like a nice t-shirt, not like a
graphic shirt,
not like a pack t-shirt, but a quality t-shirt, some nice jeans, and some loafers. Cut all this facial hair off. Get you one like a watch and one bracelet.
It's time.
I promise you,
one bracelet.
I promise you, they gonna assume that you're really wealthy and they gonna fuck with you heavy. That's like the rich dude out uniform.
What he started, kid.
The dark skinned dudes. That's what they do. They get the bald face. You got to get the bald. Keep your eyebrows. I meant to say that. Keep your eyebrows.
There's one downfall to that. What? The other side, they're going to think you're gay. A gay guy.
Nah, I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Yeah. Probably because you're in Atlanta. That's probably why.
Well,
you're in Atlanta, too. You want to stop for me?
If you hadn't taken any advice that you've heard the entire time you've been podcasting.
Yeah, you know I have shit.
Just to be honest.
Before.
You had us have bitches all the time.
But you didn't put the attire with it, though.
I mean, if I had to step out that night, sometimes if I had to go out with it,
you could just show up at Starbucks every morning.
French Reggie.
You see, you go up like this.
Hey, Beyonce had bitches that be talking to that nigga at the car, and that motherfucker walk by. They be like, God damn, they forget they talking to that nigga and be looking at that motherfucker. So take that nigga notes. He got three stories.
He make it seem like I've got all these escapades.
It's the same story every time.
The same stories over and over.
He's just mad.
What you got to say, man?
I was going to say,
smash business back in the day. I don't give a fuck.
Fuck all of that. You want a stunt for me? Go find you another darkie, get her pregnant, and then show me that pretty baby.
Fuck that. Your baby would not show up in the hospital.
He said darkie. Why you say darkie?
It's
like
gonna
a
be a, it's going to be a beautiful dark skinned baby.
No, I would like to see that.
Because
I'm sure that, listen.
Say it again.
It's going to be a beautiful dark skinned baby.
They wouldn't even be able to fingerprint your baby being dark. You and them dark, they can't even get a fingerprint. They press on black. No, nigga, they had to put that finger in white out.
You got to understand, for me.
You got to put that finger in white out.
You say for you, that scares me. Because for you, I've been fucked up lately. For me,
what
I don't roll like
about?
That.
Been fucked up.
For me, I don't.
That's
do
your
that.
Opinion. It's not. It's not
you,
a factual
you
thing.
You.
Oh boy,
you saying it's fucked up to me. It hasn't been fucked up to me though. You think it's fucked up to me? But for me, I'm living
if
life.
If I see the failure train and it keeps coming through this, on the same track,
why you call him a failure?
But
man?
You failure think, train, man.
You think that's it's a failure? No codes are saying it's a failure.
I'm not agreeing with that.
The failure train. You being bitchy trying to plot and plan.
Whoa, we're back to that.
You got them right. You being bitchy because you just told us you could plot and plan your fucking way into how love is going to feel, hurt or not hurt. That's the weirdest shit I ever heard. You can't plan that shit.
I'm not saying. All I've said is I know when I met the, if I, when I find a
you
woman
know
that I love,
either.
When I find a woman that I love.
How?
Whenever I'm in love and I'm
you,
like,
you
I'm head
be
over
in love
heels.
Everybody you think you in love with. But
what?
Like, you
what?
Should be.
What?
Every girl you make your lady, you should be in love with her. Every one of them.
Fuck
not every girl you fuck. I said every girl you think you're falling in love. Every girl you
in love
make
or love them. I've loved
listen,
them.
Fuck all that.
But I'm
every
not
girl you make your lady.
That shit.
Listen,
but you.
Every girl you make your girlfriend.
No.
Which is why I only had four girlfriends in my entire fucking life.
I got you.
Every girl you make your girlfriend, you should try your best to fall in love with her. Why is she your girlfriend?
Bullshit.
I do. No. You have to understand.
Like you said, girlfriend. You
put this in perspective.
Bitches.
Old
Dub starts out with the first day with "I love you." So you
have to
understand that his progression is going to be different than yours. Totally.
I'm still calling bullshit.
Okay.
Because this motherfucker said, again, this is, I'm just doing my research.
Please.
This motherfucker says, "I've only had 4 girlfriends." Okay. You've had 3 on this show.
I haven't had 3
on. You've had 3 on this show.
I've only had a little bit. That's a little girlfriend. Bit red and a fucking red.
Current one.
That's 2.
That the little bit red and the current one.
And she's new, so that's 5. Okay, that's 5.
Well, red wasn't his girl. Remember?
That wasn't my girl.
No, yeah. She wasn't your girl once she was fucking that other nigga.
She wasn't his girl.
She
ever.
Wasn't my girl.
Oh, okay.
Little bit, call me out on some shit.
Little bit in the current one is 2.
Okay, that's so two. Then it's 4. So the rest
but
of your
really
life.
It's really 5. Then it's
and
then
we gotta count 3 was when he cried outside.
I was about to say, I already know about that. So that's 3.
Girl. You kissed that girl, right?
You wasn't gonna cry.
Okay.
Why are you crying if it ain't your girl?
Yeah, you were sitting Indian style outside.
That's 6 then. That's 6 then.
French Reggie, you ever cried outside a girl's door?
No.
And he called you a bitch. And he called you a bitch.
Have you ever listened to a girl?
I was a bitch.
Your girl get fucked by another nigga.
No, your homeboy.
No, who gives
my
a fuck?
My homeboy. No, that matters.
That matters.
That ain't your homeboy no more, but yeah.
You start off at the regular level.
Respect. Huh?
Just regular respect. Level of have you heard her
I
get
never said
out.
I didn't have bitchy moments. I never said. That's how I could tell you what bitchy is. I've been bitchy.
But
I'm not in denial.
But the thing about
it is, I'm not in denial.
I'm just saying your opinion of bitchy is not my opinion
See,
of bitchy.
See, he's still taking offense.
That's all.
Okay. He didn't get you trying to relate
I'm
with
trying
him.
To French, relate.
He's still
brother.
Taking offense to
French,
look.
I keep telling you.
With that anger in his eye, I think he could take you, Oda. French.
I don't fight an angry man. He fucked me over. Yeah. I don't
angry and Haitian?
I don't know about that Haitian. I never met a Haitian nigga fight.
Andy Hella Dark.
Every Haitian I ever fought beat the shit out of him. I don't know about that Haitian nigga.
I ain't fought real Haitians.
So, I fought like 7 Haitians, nigga. What you talking about?
You never fought a real Haitian. What does that even mean?
What the fuck that
nigga said? I fought like 7 Haitians.
Are you a
I fought
real
like
Haitian?
7 Haitians.
Hell yeah.
If you're a real Haitian, then y'all need to fight to prove it.
Okay,
at this point,
I changed my mind. You're right. We should fight. Because I don't beat the fuck out of 7 Haitians. What that mean? I don't got beat up by Haitians.
I'm putting my money on
what the fuck that mean?
Go ahead, man.
What the fuck does Haitians know? Haitians, oh, we got big dicks and we can fight?
It's not that. It's just Haitians are crazy. Like they don't.
Haitians are crazy.
Haitians, what the fuck make them crazy? Hey, you know what Haitians are? Haitians are like black
Haiti
women.
Make them
no,
crazy, nigga.
Haitians are like black women. Talk a lot of shit and don't do shit. Ooh. That's the Haitians I know. They all fucking talk.
Oh, is it the Haitians that were
are those
born
the
here?
Dark skinned black girls or the light skinned?
Do they try to scare you with French?
Just black girls.
They French talk
maybe,
shit.
I don't know. Whatever
yeah,
that
get
is.
The fuck out of here.
They wolf. You ain't never seen a Haitian dude fighting. You Haitian.
But I was born in Haiti.
If you say some,
you ain't never seen a Haitian dude fight.
But I was...
He almost got kidnapped.
Bro, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I
kidnapped. They weren't fighting. They were just kidnapping me. What the fuck that means?
He is a Haitian and he
I've been duct taped and robbed. What the fuck that means? I still didn't see the nigga fight.
But I'm saying, like,
what the
I
fuck you saying?
I grew up in one of the toughest times in Haiti. Like, that shit was happening.
I grew up on Boulevard.
Day.
What the
I'm not
fuck
saying
does
you
that
seen.
Mean?
I bet it was tougher before your...
Like, shit was sweet.
The 90s.
Shit was sweet earlier on.
Everybody
when
think
my
their
dad,
time is the
when my
the
dad was a
time.
Kid, Haiti was cool.
Cool. Cool. Be cool or cruel?
Cool.
Like, as a
family. It was good. You could live a life
man, Haiti's
in Haiti.
Been bad a while. What are you talking about?
Like, yeah, but my dad's old.
Ever
since
the fuck
are you talking about?
Ever since the Garden of Eden, nigga.
My dad's
everybody
old.
Think their time is tough. I hear people say that, nigga. I'm telling you, by the 90s,
why are you so offended by the fact that he says Haitians can fight?
I don't believe it.
I'm not saying
I fought 7 Haitians. Well, 8. I lost the one.
Okay.
So I'm 7-1.
So was it a good fight or he destroyed you?
It was a good fight up until he destroyed me.
Okay.
So was he born in Haiti or was he born in the States?
What does that mean? Who got time to get
has
the
he
birth
seen a goat turn into a man? I mean, what the fuck?
So what I'm saying, are you born a sensei master? What the fuck is
it? Yeah, just because you're born in Haiti, I mean,
it's
you can fight.
Oh, no. It's the parasites in the water.
I know you're proud to be a Haitian, but
I just want to know the level of crazy he is.
Okay, but I know some crazy women that are out crazy Haiti.
That's what I'm trying
women
to
are,
say.
Women are naturally.
So we're talking about Haitian dudes.
Yeah, yeah.
So Haitian dudes are kind of like women.
No,
that's what I was
saying.
Growing up in Haiti
helps you touch a level of crazy. That
no, it does not.
Why?
It puts you in touch
Haiti's
with your
a crazy
female
place.
Side.
Haiti helps you deal with floods,
earthquakes.
The fuck that means?
Poor, and more.
I'll give you an example, man. I'm telling you, you know how to, you learn how to swim in Haiti, nigga. You got a lot of floods.
I know lots of impoverished motherfuckers who have gotten their ass wuzzazazooked.
Yes,
you don't. It doesn't make you fight better. You may have seen other things, but you also gonna see this motherfucking hook.
Wait a minute. You know what it does? It helps you get over it easier.
Yeah. I'll take
because,
that.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I'll take
because,
that.
Because you...
Oh, that's why. That's why he's like that in relationships. Yeah. He's used to having nothing. You know what I'm saying? So if a girl cheats on him, sucks a dick, he's like...
I've been in worse places.
Yeah,
I never
like,
said none of those things.
I can get over this shit easy.
You were like... You were
no, this is
to
our
make it
observation
work.
Right
yeah,
now.
This is... it's
not about
can
you.
Can you be therapized real quick, man?
Intervention, brother.
That's not what I said. We get it. We know you didn't say it,
that's
man.
It's not mine. Those are not my words.
We're trying to solve the regime. You know what I'm saying? We're trying to help. That's
seriously,
okay, though,
Francis,
man.
Do you know how to fight?
Do I know how to fight?
That's what the fuck I asked. You don't have to repeat it.
Oh, God. What don't you know how to do, French Reggie? Because you know how to do every goddamn thing.
I don't know how to do anything.
You're cute as a motherfucker. You said you
got to think
he's
cute.
What?
You're cute than a motherfucker.
You got to think that you're the cutest motherfucker. If you don't think you are, nobody else will.
That's why I don't think you can fight. Because if you don't think you can fight, nobody else is going
to
think you can fight.
If you're cute, you don't have to think you're cute. Other people will tell you.
Other people tell you.
But that starts with you. You got to carry that confidence.
Y'all see, I told you that shit is
bitchy.
That's bitchy, boy.
Confidence in yourself.
That's fucking bitchy.
Hold on, hold up. Hey, so we know we're friends. J-Mac, you think you cute?
You think you're a handsome man?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm solid. I'm okay.
Be honest.
I'm all right.
From the neck up, I'm sexy than a bitch. I'm killing the game. Okay. Right? I'm just saying. Right. I'm cute. I don't give a fuck, French.
Yeah,
hey,
I feel you.
But
hey,
that's,
you
don't that's bitchy, though.
I don't give a fuck. I'll be bitchy, nigga. But just, hey.
Put it this way.
That's bitchy, man. See, a nigga standing in the middle talking about, I'm killing these hoes. These bitches. I'm cute as a motherfucker. Like, that's bitchy than a motherfucker. That's like, you a bitch.
Hey, French, you scratching on them. Don't let these motherfuckers get you nervous, man. Fuck that.
He's not nervous. It's right. Bitchy and nervous is too
because he can fight. He can fight, so we don't got to be nervous.
Yeah, he got to worry about it, yeah.
We want to thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of No Nonsense Show. If you are not premium subscribers, that means you're missing the Friday show, you're missing the What We Learned, you're missing all the archives and the premium content that we put out. So go to raresonance.com. That's raresonance.com/register so that you can also sign up to be a premium subscriber. What else we got, y'all? Anything else?
Share the show.
Share the show. Keep supporting us. Keep interacting with us, and we'll keep bringing nonsense because we realize that sometimes people just need to laugh. Till next time.
10% less bullshit than any other podcast. Guaranteed.